Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We're here live tonight. Welcome to the place. We're here again Thursday night, and good to be with you. We are really glad to be with you. Thank God. All right, if you're needing to be lifted up, built up, prayed up, spoken to about the things of God over your life personally, we're here to do that. And we've been doing it for a long time. And hopefully we'll do it a lot longer time. Looking forward to that. And all kinds of things going on, as you know. We are approaching Christmas week. Merry Christmas to everybody. It will be going on here in a few days. So thank God for that. Hopefully you're all doing good and you're all ready for all that. I certainly am. I'm doing pretty good. So thank you for being a part of PGN. We are now, I think for the first time, I feel like I'm preaching about the birthplace of Jesus with some experiences, you know, literally in dreams and now starting to be a reality of some of the most unbelievable things I've ever heard or known about personally. And we're actually seeing some of those things starting to come around. And things I've known for many years, too much to talk about, you know, at the time. Made a mistake of talking about it before years ago. And so I've learned to keep my mouth shut about certain things. But now it's like God is like exposing me, you know, Randy, you can't help but talk about it now. So we're trying to do that and give it to you as it comes, literally comes to pass and literally begins to unfold. It's very, very exciting. And if you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, that probably means you're new. If you don't have a clue, that means you're new. The new don't have a clue. So we're going to try to inform you. We talk about it often on different times. We talk about repeat same information because we have new people all the time. We try to keep everybody up on what's going on, plus to tell it again and again so people can remember it and know that, you know, never forget it. I think Jesus repeated himself in a lot of different ways. Not only did the Holy Spirit help the disciples remember what he said, but he also, I think, repeated himself probably in many different ways, sometimes telling the same things over and over again. He talked to a lot of people, so he taught a lot of different things. And and the disciples remembered a lot of his stories, a lot of his teachings, I think, because he did do that. And then, of course, later the Holy Spirit reminded them. But we have been talking lately, just recently, and those who, most of you know this, but some who are listening for the first time, by computer or by phone, we are letting you know again that, you know, God is doing some amazing things and concerning PGN and what's going on with the end times. Kind of just hard. It's not that hard to spit it out now, but it's like the end times, you know, like the end of end times. But it really is, and it's really, really cool. And we are very, very excited about it, as you can tell. Most of the time, if you're listening, able to listen in. And we really, really are excited because some of you who have been with us for years have heard us talk about a lot of this stuff publicly here and there. Bits and pieces, and it's starting to pick up rather quickly, say the least, rather quickly. And I mean really quickly. Quickly, a little bit too quick for me, but I guess really when, you know, I know we talked about this not long ago, maybe a year ago, that there was no more delays. Well, you know, I'm prophesying this stuff going like, okay, what do you mean by that? You know, like, what does that mean exactly? Because, you know, when God speaks, you get used to God speaking, the first thing you want to do is say, what do you mean by that? You know, I'm kind of understanding more and more, y'all, how the disciples would ask Jesus, well, what do you mean by that? Because there's so much that you can mean by that. You know, it's kind of like, what do you mean by that? You know, and so I find myself, and probably, I'm sure you guys do too, in many different ways, asking him, you know, okay, gotcha, what do you mean by that? You know, because we think that it means this, and you're saying it means that. So which one is it? what is it? And so they had to, they wanted to get some clarification thing, and boy, can I ever understand that for sure. I can understand that for sure. What do you mean, no more delays? You know, a delay on what? Delay on what part? He's talking about the end of the end times? He's talking about the Antichrist? You're talking about the two witnesses? You know, what? The one world government actually merging? You know, and I, that's what I do. I find myself going, you know, no more delays on what particular issue? All of them? And I'm finding out that from the time that you guys heard me talk about this many times, the time that Joe Biden became announced on CNN and Fox and all those that he had won the election 4 days after the election on Saturday, on the 7th, 11:34. 11-3 was the election. 4 days later was when they announced it. And then I knew that number meant something, which he gave to me about 2 months before that. Who knew that it was fitting with that? It was way beyond me for sure. But 11-34, in the older day, Joe Biden was announced to have won the presidency. And like I told you, I was laying on the bed, just kind of wore out from all the stress, from all the stuff laying there going, like, is anything going to happen today? Because today's at 11:34. If it happens on 4 days later today, then that means it means something. And it still hadn't happened yet. So I'm waiting and watching TV, you know, trying to, you know, chill out a little bit. And all of a sudden, Joseph Biden has won the election. You know, oh, my gosh. We'll be the next president of the United States. And, you know, and in my belly right then, I can. It exploded the fear and reverence of all of God. And God literally said to me, and everything I've spoken to you, everything I've said to you, everything I've shown you is going to come to pass now. Everything I've shown you is going to come to pass now. Well, the main things he's shown me was an angel told me that there's going to be a massive merger coming, which means the one world government merging, and plus other things. That's we have the merging of the good things and the head of merging of the quote bad things, but it's all God, the good and the bad. You know, God's doing it all, right? He is right in the middle of the one world government merging, right? Of course, he's right in the middle of us being here in this time and season to fight the good fight and watch God's glory manifest. I don't know why anybody want to leave this place during the Great Tribulation, because it's going to be so amazing. It is going to be so amazing, y'all. I mean, it's going to be so amazing. We're going to get to see the stuff with our own eyes, you know, and it's going to be horrific for them. See, what we've gotten all mixed up through all the false teachings, and I mean false teachings from the pre-tribulation, pre-trib rapture people, is that, you know, we're not going to be here for the most glorious time in all the earth, you know, and they put such fear on people that people don't want to be here for a time because they think that they're going to starve to death and get their heads chopped off, everybody. And the truth is, God's going to, you know, he's going to take the woman, put her in the wilderness, probably going to be millions of people with that, going to feed them and take care of them in a wilderness experience. You're going to have the 144,000, two witnesses. Then in Revelation 7, we have a number of people, it says, in the Great Tribulation that came through it successfully with Jesus, that you can't even number them, there's so many of them. So I don't know what they're talking about. I'm all confused on what they're talking about, all that. It just doesn't make any sense. And so, but all this stuff, friend, is the merging of the one world government. And the two witnesses, they're going to be there messing the Antichrist up big time, according to Revelation 11, chapter 11. Read it sometime. It's amazing that their anointing is going to be the plague anointing. What a great time, end time revival anointing to have is the plague anointing, right? Yeah, it's just part of their anointing, but it's a big part, right? Because it says they can perform plagues anytime they wish, it says. Literally, go read for yourself. If you don't believe me, go read Revelation 11. I think it's verse 7 somewhere there. It literally says that. And so it's going to be like, get saved or else kind of a thing. And he's only going to do that because it's the last of the last days, right? And we're going to be a part of that, man. It's going to be amazing. It is going to be absolutely freaking you out, mind-boggling, kind of like I'm starting to feel right now about all this stuff that's beginning to happen. And so when God told me that all those things are going to pass, he showed me the massive merger of the one world government. He showed me that. He personally spoke to me and showed me about the two witnesses who were I ended up in the dream in Bethlehem because they'd come to see where the king was born, and I had the two banners, poles with little triangular flags on them to greet them, you know, and they came, they were looking at me when he said, we've come to see where the king was born, and it had to be Bethlehem, so I'm in Bethlehem. Then I meet somebody, you know, last week or a couple of weeks ago that just happened to have a house in Bethlehem overseeing in southern Jerusalem, overseeing the fields of Bethlehem. And, of course, I saw that, and I contacted him, and he said, yeah. And then he sent me pictures of it because I said, I think I've been there or I'm somewhere around there, you know, in a vision. And I told him the vision, and he was extremely excited. And he's the one kind of helping put together the temple and gathering things together for the temple so they can build a temple. And so it's just mind-boggling, to say the least. And, you know, it's just mind-boggling. That's all I can say. And then, of course, so the main things he told me are going to come to pass. So, in other words, the no more delays means when he told me, when Joe Biden, I'm trying to connect the no more delays, which I prophesied before the Joe Biden thing, no more delays, and then even after that, no more delays. And not even really exactly realizing what I was saying, no more delays on what particular thing. And so sure enough, in that time, God said, everything I've shown you is going to come to pass, you know, the main things, which is the one world government coming together, literally, the two witnesses showing up, and the Antichrist being revealed. All that. Those three things are the main three things he showed me. And I'm involved in all of them. So it's like, wow. And then literally now I'm literally being involved in all of it, you know, so it's just shocking. And those of you listen long enough, you know, you've been watching this be revealed, right? I mean, I had the name of the Antichrist given to me about 12 years ago or so. Don't even know the exact year. It could have been longer than that. I never did document it back then because that was way back in the beginning when he started speaking about stuff. And, you know, the end time stuff. And so I didn't know what year it was, but somewhere between 2007, 8, 9, 10, somewhere there. And so, because I've talked about it here on PGM many times, right? And so then finally I gave the name of the Antichrist. I kept it quiet, hinted around, gave name, you know, his color of his hair, his age, prominent Jewish family, talked about that for years off and on. And the process began, and before I knew it, I'm given the name of the Antichrist on September the 12th, 4 days after the queen had died, and then 3 days later, the two red heifers show up, and like I've said already many times, for our new people, I'll say it again, 3 days after I gave the name of the Antichrist, which I had for over 14 years, somewhere like that, finally gave the name on September the 12th, 4 days after the queen died. 3 days later, the red heifers show up in Israel. I'm thinking it's a hoax. I'm thinking this can't be happening, really happening, because it's just too – the Antichrist can't even come forth without the red heifers, right? And so when the red heifers showed up in Israel 3 days after I gave his name, y'all, I mean, you have to understand, that kind of like blew my mind. And so so that kind of blew my mind a little bit. And 3 days later, if I give his name, boom, there he was. And then even that was shocking enough, And then we found out that he came from the United States. Then we found out he came from Texas. Then I found out they came from Texas, Rockwall, Texas, right down the street from me. And then I found out that not only was it in Rockwall, right down the street from me, it was friends I've known for years. So, of course, I contacted them. And we got them on the show last week, right? And they talked about it. It's just mind-boggling, staggering. Wow. Unbelievable. So that's kind of what's going on. And there's other stuff going on. The pictures of the house that Byron, who has a house in southern Jerusalem, overseeing the fields of Bethlehem, which is what we're talking about tonight, Bethlehem. I'm going to share some things with you tonight that is going to be new, all right? So give me just a moment. I'm trying to kind of lay the foundation for this whole thing. And so what happened was, you know, after I had connected with the Red Heifer situation, and there was the main person who set it all up has been my friend. I've known him for like, you know, about the same amount of time, 12, 14 years, something like that. He's come on the show before. Him and his wife had come and talked in 2014 on the show. Some of the people remember it. You know, he was the one who set it all up for them to find the red heifer, and then fun to find out he really was a real red heifer, which are extremely difficult to find. Every hair has to be red. The hooves have to be red. Everything has to be red. And I mean red from top to bottom. It can't be red on the ends. It has to be red from top to bottom. The hair, each hair, each and every hair. Usually the places that they first turn white are in the udder, you know, like under where they milk, where they give out milk, and in the udder. And so that's the first place they look to see real fast before they go inspecting everywhere. If they got a couple little white hairs on the udder, then they know that they're wasting their time. So that's the first place that they look. I just found that out. And sure enough, you know, they look first in that place with this red heifer, one of these red heifers, and, you know, all red, everything was red. They totally inspected every hair with a magnifying glass, y'all. Has to be perfect, just like under the law. Has to be perfect. So when they were, and then they found a few of them, some of them really, really, really red, some of them nice and red, and the really, 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 really red ones, they think they're pretty sure that this is going to be the one, right? So that's kind of what's happening. But, you know, we'll see. And so, and the reason that I think that it is going to actually be the red heifer is because the way the timing when we gave the name of the Antichrist on September the 12th, 2022, 4 days after the queen died, and we're about to get a new king of England, right? And it's a lot more of that story, which I've told it many times, but I'm kind of going to the nutshell tonight so everybody can kind of understand what's happening here at PGN and what you're a part of and what we're all a part of and how we're all going to be a part of Bethlehem. I'm going to be going to Bethlehem. In the dream, I was in Bethlehem when the two witnesses showed up. So as crazy as it sounds, friend, that's why I know I'm going to be here during that time, because I'm going to meet them. I've been given the authority by God, you know, to welcome them. And in the dream vision that I've had that was in Bethlehem, because they were coming to see where the king was born when they approached me and talked to me. And the angel handed me two banners, which is one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for the other guy, whoever the other guy is. I don't know who the other guy is yet. I didn't know that in a dream. Elijah was obvious because he told me it was Elijah. You could see him in the chariot. He looked like a man made out of wind, literally. And I've made pictures of that. If you want those pictures, I'll send you. I kind of got a rough draft of it. I haven't made a good one yet. But if you want that picture, I'll send it to you of what I actually saw. I made it myself. And it's not great, but it kind of gives you an image of what I saw. If you'd like to have that picture, I would gladly send it to you. And, of course, it's all free. Yeah, you have to sign it for anything or connect anything. I will send it to you. And when I make the better one, I'll send it to you. So so that's where we're at, friend. We're talking tonight. I want to visit with you a little bit about Bethlehem, since it is Christmas time, and it just so happens that all this is coming out, that one of our Red Heifer friends, who my friend hooked up to the Red Heifer for the Jews and all the priests at the Temple Institute, that they approved of this red heifer from my friend's brother, and right here in Rockwall, and now they're in Jerusalem. So, and it was a really, really big deal to get them there. We're going to talk about all the big. We're going to get them on here. Hopefully, they'll talk and tell the big deal that it was to get the red heifers there. So it's an amazing event. And so now this friend, when I was going on his site, because he's helping put the temple, getting all the temple stuff together for the temple for the Jews, including the red heifer. He's the one who had the connection with the Temple Institute, who told them, hey, we've got a red heifer over here. And then they showed up, five extremely well-known rabbis who came with the FBI. I know this for a personal fact, got pictures of it from my friend Brian, sent me pictures, showed me videos. I was at his house. He said, Randy, they had FBI and CIA, one CIA person there to protect them because they were such high-level rabbis from Jerusalem, from Israel. I'm freaking out over this. I got the picture. Maybe if he gives me approval, I'll send him to you. And in a video too of them talking and, you know, in Hebrew and stuff. So this friend has a house who lives a lot of the time in Jerusalem, in South Jerusalem, Southern Jerusalem, where it overlooks the fields of Bethlehem. And when I had the dream of the two witnesses showed up. Obviously, they were in Bethlehem because they were telling me, and I'm at a house in Bethlehem, and they're saying, we come to see where the king was born. So I was there. So that tells me now I believe that that wasn't just a type and shadow dream. It was literally a physical, a manifestation of what's actually literally going to happen. And so we're going to actually be in Bethlehem. So here's the big thing about Bethlehem right now. There's two places, the well-known place where they say Jesus was born. I'm going to give you the facts as closely as in a nutshell version as I can without all the details. What happened is Herod, who killed the babies, when he found out where Jesus was born, he killed all the babies. Remember that? Herod did not like the fact that Jesus had come. Obviously, you guys know the story in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 12. The Magi had come to see, after Jesus was born, they had come to see where the king was born. I just thought about that just now. They had come to see where the king was born too, the Magi. And in verse 2 it says, and they were going around Jerusalem saying, you know, where is this been born of the Jews? Where is he? The Magi were literally asking him. They had come to Jerusalem. And they were asking, you know, because they didn't know he was in Bethlehem at that time. They didn't know that. And they followed the star. They were following the star. They were not following Scripture so much. And so it says that in verse 2 that they were asking around in Jerusalem, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east. They knew it was his star. They knew it was his star, right? And they followed the star and came and find themselves coming to worship the king, except they came to the temple, had rebuilt the temple. Herod had rebuilt the temple. And they came following the star, and they found themselves, even though they had not spoken to Herod yet, they had gone through Jerusalem asking, where is this king at? They figured everybody would know. Well, nobody really knew where the king was at. This was secret information that they had. And this is before they had spoken to Herod, right? They were going around all over Jerusalem. Have you seen where's the king at? It's been, you know, we come to worship him. We follow his star here. And everybody's going like, what? You mean Herod? No, Herod's just been born. So then they finally, Herod heard about it. He heard that they were going out through Jerusalem asking where the king was born. And he was going like, where the king was born? I don't have any new children. You know, I am the king and, you know, yeah, so what's going on here? So he heard about it. In verse 3, it says, when Herod the king heard this, that they were spreading about, these Magi, who were wealthy people and smart people, they were like, you know, counselors from kings. They were smart people. These were wealthy people. So they kind of got attention when they showed up. And they're asking all over Jerusalem, have you seen? So Herod finds out that they're asking about it. And then Herod, verse 3 says, when Herod the king heard about this, he was troubled. And all Jerusalem, because nobody knew about the king being born. Only the Magi knew. Isn't that interesting? Only the Magi. Yeah, out there, way out there, saw the stars, and they knew by the stars that a king had been born, and nobody in Jerusalem even had a clue what was going on, y'all. Verse 3, all Israel was troubled, not because they didn't want a king, but they were going like, what? Has a king been born? We didn't know that, so they were troubled over that, verse 3 says. And so so when Herod had heard about all this, he thought, well, we got to find out about this. So he goes to Herod, verse 4, Herod gathers the chief priests and the scribes, you know, the people who know things, prophecies, and inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So the Magi didn't even know it was in Bethlehem. They followed the star to Jerusalem. You can read all this right out. It's right here. This is really cool. I'm just kind of really studying this for the first time, y'all. I mean, I've read it many times, but I'm studying it right now. And so the chief priest told him that he was going to be born in Bethlehem, which obviously the Magi didn't know, or they would have never come to Jerusalem. They would have went right out to southern Jerusalem, to the hills of Bethlehem, where he was born. But they didn't. They were, you know, so I don't know if the star thing was guiding them at why he got the star got them there, because that's where they ended up. Not even in the right place, really. Close, but not right there. All right. So so when Herod gathered all the priests together, they found the scriptures and said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea. So here the Magi doesn't know it's Bethlehem, Judea, but now Herod knows, because when he found out they were asking about this, then they knew these were well-dressed people, well-informed people, smart people, powerful people with money. He thought, we better check this out. If it had been a bunch of poor shepherd boys, they wouldn't have cared. They would have, oh, man. You know. No, these people gathered some attention. So verse five. And so they told him when Herod gathered them together, the chief priest, and they looked at the prophecies, and they came back and they told him. He said, Herod, I don't know what these guys are doing here in Jerusalem, because it's in Bethlehem of Judea where the king's going to be, where the Messiah's going to be born. It says, it is written, verse 6, but you, Bethlehem. Now, here's the prophecy that Herod was looking for, that even the Magi didn't know about. All right? So I'm helping you get this story together like I'm getting it together for the first time. But you, Bethlehem, here's a scripture, in the land of Judah, and are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. All right, so Herod secretly, and watch this, he finds out that they're in Bethlehem, and Herod is the one who tells the Magi that they're in Bethlehem. They don't even know that the shepherd boy is being born, that the Savior is being born. The king's being born in Bethlehem. Herod tells him when he finds out, then he tells them. Verse 7. Then Herod, when he had secretly, everybody say secretly, that's important, secretly, called the wise men or called the Magi, determined from them what time the star appeared to them. In other words, when did this thing start happening? So we can figure out how old this kid is. Right? That's what it says. What was the timing of the star? Because he was trying to find out how old he was. Now he knows he's in Bethlehem, and the Magi so innocently did not even know that it was in Bethlehem. So Herod figured out these guys aren't even biblical. I mean, they're following the star, saying, you know, and these are stargazers who the stars do tell you things. We're going to talk about that, by the way, before the night's out, hopefully, about the star things and what I found out lately, the star. New star things, new star information for me, at least, that they had followed the star. They didn't have scripture. They weren't reading the prophecies and going, oh, I think it's, no, they followed the star. Herod finds out from the chief priest where the scripture out of Bethlehem, and then Herod secretly called them together trying to find out some inside info. Because he did it secretly. He didn't want anybody to know. Now, we don't want to stir any attention up. So secretly, they probably sent out some spies. They say, hey, we got somebody who wants to talk to you about this. They said, oh, okay, yeah. The mad guy says, okay. So they end up in the palace with Herod, and Herod's going like, you know, when did this happen, you guys? You guys are obviously somebody, and he knew the stars told things too. So these are professional stargazers, and he knew they were up to something. So Herod sent them. Now we find out that Herod sent the Magi to Bethlehem, right? Because the Magi didn't even know where this was at. And he sent them, verse 8, and Herod sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also, which was a lie and a deception, right? So they didn't even know that the child was in Bethlehem. They followed a star, no scriptures, no prophecies. Herod finds out that they're doing this. He looks at the prophecy, finds out, meets with them secretly, and then tells them, it's in Bethlehem, y'all. And the Magi going, really? That's what the prophecies say, huh? Because they didn't know. Yeah, and he says, oh, go on and find him in Bethlehem, and when you find out, let me know. So they go, okay. So they're, you know, so when they heard the king about going, telling them where the child was going to be born, they departed. And behold, all of a sudden the star shows up again. Look at this, verse 9. When they heard the king tell them all this, they departed, and behold, the star, which they had seen before in the east, went before them again. All of a sudden the star shows up and starts till it came and stood over where the child was, where Jesus was at. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Right, and you say right here, if you're reading the same scripture, remember in Matthew, it doesn't say they came to a manger. They actually came to a house, it says. This is a new thing for me. The Magi, the star led them not to a manger, as we usually hear about, but it says here right in the Bible, it says in verse 11, and when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Wow. So all of a sudden, we find out that he's not even really in a manger. He's in a house. We're going to get into this more. But they said nothing about a manger here in Matthew 11. It says, came into a house. They saw Mary with the child and fell down and worshiped him. And then, of course, they opened their treasures and presented him with gold and frankincense and myrrh, you know. And then right after that, after they were at the house, not the manger, but the house, it says, we'll just repeat what the word says, they were divinely, verse 12, they were divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, and they departed for their own country another way. And, of course, we know that, Herod goes and has them killed, has all the children killed. And verse 13 says that they made flight to Egypt. And then Herod came and killed all the babies 2 years and under, because the Magi told them about the time when the star came. Right, so he figured all this out because he put together what the Magi didn't know, and that was in Bethlehem. He figured that out from Scripture, from some help, and then he put together that with the information that the Magi had about the timing of it, put that all together, and came up with the timing to go kill the babies 200. Of course, a prophecy about that, about Rachel, the weeping of Rachel, that she would weep. We're not going to talk about that a lot tonight, but that was a major thing. And then he goes and kills all the babies. Of course, Jesus and Mary and Joseph escape off, verse 13, to Egypt, and we go down a little further, and you see all that. Now, here's the thing, y'all. I don't know if I get time to leak too much information here, but to kind of wet your whistle just a little bit, we'll find out some things here that I didn't know. I never really studied this heavy before until just recently, now that I have a, you know, I always thought the dream of the two witnesses being in Bethlehem and me being in Bethlehem where the king was born, I never really literally took that as literal, and now I am, because now I have a friend who has a house that's right there, right? So, and he sent me pictures of his house just, I think, what, yesterday? And I think I told you about that yesterday. And he sent me pictures of his house, and I may be able to send those to you. We'll see what's going on. And we're communicating back and forth about that right now. So we'll kind of see what goes on with it. And it could be a house close to that, but it's in that area. The area is exactly the same. The area is what I saw. What's on a mountain? Somebody saying it was on a mountain. What's on a mountain? The house. Yes. Well, it's kind of up. Yeah. It's actually an apartment. It's actually an apartment. A pretty good size apartment, actually. Yeah. So we'll send pictures of that. This is all just kind of coming out the last few. Actually, they sent me pictures yesterday. I've never seen the house before. They said it was a house. It's called a house on their website. And then when he sent it to me, he said it's actually an apartment. It's just a place where they've lived. They've lived there for, you know, a lot in that house. So it oversees Bethlehem. So what we're going to try to get into, and we're going to document all this stuff, and it'll all be proven. You'll be able to see it all for yourself. There's nothing hidden. There's no secret information. There's no whatever, except the dreams may seem like secret, but I've talked about them for years, as you guys will know. And now we're literally coming upon this thing. And I want to try to tell you about the wrestling match they're having with, where some people say Jesus was born, and where other people say he was born. That they're two different places. And so that's where I'm involved. I'm getting involved in this. I'm already kind of somewhat in the middle of it because of who I'm in contact with, people that I'm now in contact with that are helping build the temple, got the red heifer to the Jews, and got the Jews here to come look at them and examine the red heifers to make sure that they were perfect, which is extremely difficult to find. That's why it was such a big deal. He's the guy I'm talking to now that sets all that up and does all that. Byron has a house. He has the house there, right? And so, so he is involved in proving that the place that everybody goes to see the birth of Jesus is not the birth of Jesus. It's actually in Bethlehem, Ephrathah, called Bethlehem, Ephrathah. And he's been showing me, I've seen on his site information about that, and plus he's talked about it on a show Sunday night at 7 o'clock. I think I sent that video out, or I can tell you how to get to that video if you want it, where he's actually talking to some people, Jim Garlow, from some pastor from the church. He talked about that Sunday night, actually. And so, all right, so here's the big thing. Here's where I am starting to prophesy to Israel and Jerusalem, starting to connect to the rabbis, you know, and connected to those that are connected. And my friend Brian, not Byron, but Brian, who I've known for about since 2008, 2009, before I had PGN, I knew him. And then he came on the show in 2014. So I've known him however long that is. And he's the one who had all the Jews at his house, had a big Christmas tree up. It was Christmas time in 2021, Christmas time. He's got pictures. I'll try to send them to you. If I'm going to ask for his permission, and I'll send you the actual pictures of these rabbis and these Jewish rabbis that came with the protected by the FBI and one CIA lady, and they were protecting them because they were high-level Jews from Israel. And so I'm now, you know, connected with them because of Brian and, you know, Byron and Ty. And they're all, you know, I'm connected to that, so because of them. And so what's happening is now I am in the middle of this thing of where the real birthplace of Jesus is, because when the two witnesses showed up, they were at the real place where Jesus was born. You understand what I'm saying? They, in the dream given to me somewhere between 2008, 2009, 2007, I don't remember exactly, I don't know the year, but at that time, when they came to me in a dream, they were in the place where Jesus was born, and they wanted to see it, and I was there in the dream, handed two banners by an angel to greet them, which tells you kind of the authority God's given me the responsibility of greeting them and dealing with them, you know, basically dealing with the two witnesses. It sounds crazy, but this is all starting to happen now. So since they were coming to the real birthplace, because you know the two witnesses are not being led by the flesh. They're not going to the normal place. They're going to the place where Jesus was really born, right? And I'm there. And so now I know the people that are in the controversy between the people who really of Herod's place, not the right biblical place, but the place that Herod now has positioned back in the days, that's Herod's position that he has them going to for the birth of Jesus, not the real place. Y'all seeing this? This is all about Herod. Herod is the one who changed everything. He changed everything, the birth of Jesus, everything about the temple, and we're going to talk about that in the near future. This is literally what I'm now involved in, starting to prophesying to Jerusalem and prophesying to Israel, as God told me I was going to do, you know, back in the 1990s. It seemed like a long time ago, 1990s, even the 1980s. The late 80s, early 90s, God started speaking to me about all this when he started taking me to Israel in the spirit. And I've told you all about this, but you don't recognize it. But I've been taken to Israel. I've been there in the spirit without being there. And I'll tell you more about that later. But it wasn't in Jerusalem. It was in a different place. But we are right in the middle of working on, prophetically, I'm saying working, not with people, but prophesying over this. And when I sent Byron, who's in the battle of this, of trying to declare where Jesus was really born instead of where Herod had it all, which Herod didn't like it. Herod tried to mess it up. And so this is the big battle that's going on, basically as we speak. And here I am. I'm sending Byron a couple of days ago, the dream vision I had about being in Bethlehem and the two witnesses coming to the real Bethlehem, which is he is heavily involved in it, which I did not have a clue he was heavily involved in this. Y'all understand what I'm saying? This just happened, boom, like that. And Byron was I think, shocked by this, because I'm talking about this, that the two witnesses came in a dream to me with the angel handing me the two banners and they were there at Bethlehem where the king was born. Where he was really born, not where they say and where Herod had it at. That's what we're talking about, Herod tonight, and the spirit of Herod, which we're going to continue to talk about that, because I'm right in the middle of it. I've been plunged right in the middle of it by God as a prophet, prophesying about this stuff, y'all. Can y'all believe this? I can hardly believe it. I mean, it's just rocking me to the core, man. I mean, and this is literally not going to be, no more delays. No, we are right there. I'm actually involved in it right now. So, whew, a lot of information to download. I don't want to confuse. I don't want to give too much for you, but Herod has redesigned things from its original position. Herod did that, right? That's all of Herod. Herod rebuilt the temple. Remember, you know about Herod, that Herod was a Jewish king. He was bought off by the Romans. and was recognized by the Romans, right? And he was the Jewish king who was, you know, didn't want Jesus to be born. He knew about prophecy. He believed in prophecy so much so that he had all the babies killed from 2 years on, figuring it out from the visitation from the Magi. The Magi didn't even know he was in Bethlehem. They were just following a star. If you read it right here in Scripture, you see it. And then he put that together because he asked him, when did you have this dream about the star and the Messiah and the king? He said, oh, you know, and they told him. So he put that together with the scripture, which he had his friends that were chief priests look up, and the scribe told him the scripture in Bethlehem. So now King Herod is telling the Magi where the king is to be born. And then if you just read it, when you see it, you're going to see this is exactly what I'm saying. Twisted Sisters really messed some of this stuff up, man. I mean, this is unbelievable. And Herod tells them, the Magi didn't even know. I mean, I didn't even know that. The Magi didn't even know he was in Bethlehem. They were just following a star. Herod finds out because the Magi had come to town, stirring everybody up, and all of Israel was troubled, like, troubled me, like, hey, you know, did you hear this? A king. We got a new king. We got a new king. And it was being spread everywhere, and Herod finds out about it. So Herod became troubled. So he started going behind the scenes, going, man, we got to find out about things. These people are, you know, wealthy. They got, you know, a herd and got all kinds of stuff going on. You know, you can tell by how they dress and what's going on that these guys are rich and well informed, right? So it got everybody's attention, and then Herod finds out from the priest it's in Bethlehem. Then he tells them it's in Bethlehem, and then it says the star, when the Magi were told by Herod that it was in Bethlehem, and then it says the star took off leading them again. Did y'all know that? I did not know that. I had not known that. Some of you are in such shock, you're going like, that's not what I heard. Well, just go read it for yourself. That's what I'm doing. I'm literally reading this to you. Twisted Sister ain't messing this one up. That's for sure. At least, I hope. I'm going to try not to let Twisted Sister mess up anything with this. This is amazing, right? I mean, I'm going to read this right out of Scripture. And I've had some help from some people, but, y'all, this is, like, mind-boggling. So, it's already getting late, but I don't want to give you too much information. I want to give you a little bit of information at a time that you read it and then process it, and then we'll talk about it deeper, how literally we are now connected to Bethlehem Ephrathah. Remember that word, Bethlehem Ephrathah, which is different from just Bethlehem, where Christ was really born, where the two witnesses came to me in the dream. And that's why Byron was so amazed, you know, about, you know, oh, my God, you know, I mean, he's right in the middle of a battle over this thing. And I didn't know it. I didn't know that there was a battle over it. Honest to God, I'm just an ignorant genius. I didn't know there was a battle over all this. Now, he talks about it. Talks about it, you know, already. So we are now going to be used by God to meet the two witnesses, something like this, at the spot where Jesus was born, because they know where it's at. In the dream, that's where they were going. Remember I told you how fast they were going? I was in the house. I heard, you know, I looked out the window, and there came a guy on a white horse. Looked like something was behind them. The closer they got, I saw like a chariot. And then when they got kind of closer, I saw who was in the chariot, and it was Elijah. And I knew in the dream it was Elijah. And the guy on the white horse, I never did know who he was. I still don't know who he is. And it looked like the guy on the white horse was pulling the chariot, what it looked like. And I ran out the front door with my arms stretched out saying, I got to get some of this. Well, they didn't pay attention to me. They were so focused, they just went, I mean, fast going down that road. You know, the dirt was flying, it seemed like. And then all of a sudden, in the second part of the dream, I'm on the, seemed like what was the back side of the house, like in the garage area in the back. It's what it seemed like. And they're pulling up, right? Now they're slowing down, they're pulling up. And so they, you know, got off the horse, and the angel just handed me two banners with two triangular flags on them, about 14 inch by 16 inch, something like that. And they said, the guy on the white horse said to me, with such a deep reverence. We've come to see where the king was born. And they're looking at me when they said it, you know, with the two banners in my hand. Like, I don't even know if they knew I had the two banners for them. I don't even know who handed me the banners. Probably Michael. I don't know. Michael's kind of me a drink. He's the head over Israel, so I have seen him, but I don't have any proof of it. So, y'all, this is actually, we're actually literally living this out together. Can you believe it? We're actually literally living this thing out together. I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm just blown away. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. I mean, in a good way. I'm not going to make it in a good way. I'm talking about not a bad way. I just, wow, it's shocking. All right, so I think I'm giving you enough information for tonight. We're going to talk about this thing, how Herod, and see, the reason we're going to talk about the Herod, because it's going to have to do with where the temple is going to be built. It's going to have to be do with where Jesus was born and where David was born. Because David and Christ were born, you remember, the Messiah was born in the city of David, Bethlehem. David was born in Bethlehem. When the prophet went to him, he went to him in Bethlehem, in the fields of Bethlehem where David kept the sheep, his father's sheep, in the fields of Bethlehem. All this in the same place. So there is a raging battle over this that we are right in the middle of now by God's calling. I knew I was going to prophesy over Jerusalem, Israel for many years, since the 90s, and now it's literally happening. So, and we're all a part of this together. Just surprising. Pray for me. Because it's a lot. And I don't mean it in like the pressure I went through. It's not like the pressure thing before. This is a good pressure. This is like fun pressure. This is like blow your mind pressure. It's not like negative. It's very positive. So don't think it's negative. It's extremely positive, as a matter of fact. It's just like a giddy little kid, you know, going, wow, you know, can you believe this? It's crazy. We've been talking about this. And you guys have been part of the witnesses of it right here. You guys are literally going to be in history. You guys will literally be at least this portion of this part of history in the Bible in the future. This is all going to be written down in biblical history. Y'all realize that? Literally. Our names and what God called us to do and told us to do and who did what, and it's all going to be written down in literally in biblical history. You know? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Oh my God, how can it be? But it just is. Yeah, because I've known it for a long time, but I didn't know who's. I didn't know. That's way before I knew y'all. Way before we were connected, I did not know any of you, and we did not know each other. So, all right, this will not be done in a corner. As you know, everything we're doing is public. You can go to websites. You can talk to people. This is not some bunch of conspiracy theory people. This is actually just stuff right out there. The reason we're talking about Herod and religion is going to be so important because it's going to fit in because we are now prophesying over, I'm going to be prophesying, and I'm prophesying over Jerusalem, over Bethlehem, I'm prophesying this, where the king was really born and where the temple's really going to be built and what's going to be done with the temple. This is what we're going to be involved in, y'all. I mean, I'm now connected to that. I'm connected to the people who are building the temple. The people who are bringing all the stuff together, and the guy who got the red heifer is the guy that I'm talking to. And we're talking. We're connected, you know. We're talking on the phone, and he's texting me, and he's telling me stories, you know, and stuff, and that when I told him the two witnesses are coming to that house or a house close to there or house right there, because it's all the same area. When you look at it, it's all the same thing I saw in the dream with the two witnesses. These guys have lived there in the house there in southern Jerusalem for a long time, right? Now, they have a house in Texas also, which they're back to right now. But, the reason they have a house there is because they're dealing with all this stuff. That's why they have a house in southern Jerusalem overlooking the fields of Bethlehem, because they're dealing with all this stuff. And I am going to be prophesying all over Jerusalem, over Israel, about the temple. Now watch this, about the temple, right? Confirmation is the name of the Antichrist. 3 days later, the red heifer can't have a temple, or the Antichrist can't come. The Messiah, the Jewish Messiah, the Antichrist can't come without the red heifer. Thank you. without all that stuff. So you see what I'm saying? The timing with this just kind of says this is supernatural timing, the way this all happened. Supernatural confirmation that this is, we are literally, everything God told me that I was going to be a part of, including the dream I had, is literally happening. Literally, I told you I'm going to be going to Jerusalem. Remember that? I've been talking about that for a while. Going to Israel, going to Jerusalem. Going to be, I don't know if I told you I'm going to be prophesying over there. I can't remember if I told you that or not. But that's literally already happening now. And it's about the temple. It's about the Antichrist. I'm already revealing to these Jews and to these people building the temple that who the Antichrist is and who the false Messiah is. I'm already telling them the name. That's why it was so important that we gave the name on September the 12th. Because now I can give it out. Now I'm giving it out to everybody. I said, this is the name, Nathaniel Victor James Philip Rothschild or whatever it is. Yeah, I'm telling them. You know what? At first they're looking at me like, I mean, literally, I'm going to pray about that. You know, because they all have their own, you know, thoughts about things. And so one of them just sent me a text a few days ago, talked to him on the phone for about 30 minutes. And he said to me, you know, Randy, ever since you told me that name, I've been praying about that. And, you know, I said, hey, dude, you don't have to believe it if you don't want to. I mean, it's okay. He said, no. He said, listen, it all fits. I went, really? He went, yeah. And he started explaining to me about how it's fitting. So, y'all, this is already, you know, I mean, this is happening. We are all together here into this thing, literally. Involved in the temple, the revealing of the Antichrist and his name and who he is. I'm actually telling these people who are involved in building the temple and the Jews, the head rabbis in Israel, five of them, came with FBI agents and CIA agents to protect them. Literally, got pictures of it, and my friend Brian told us that the story on the show. They came to his house because his brother ranch right across the street is the one raising the red heifers that they finally came and approved and said it was all good and flew them down there. Yeah. So Herod, the reason the spirit of Herod is because we're going to see the same thing again. All this is going to come to light, except he's not going to be killing babies. He's going to be trying to kill because they know the prophecies. Like Herod found out the prophecies. And then he moved upon the prophecies to kill and try to stop it. That's what I'm trying to talk about tonight. And Herod redirected the building, the place where the temple was built, and redirected where, you know, I mean, you know, he did a bunch of stuff with that, and also with where the where Christ was born, to redirect all that info. Now I'm in the middle of prophesying and, you know, the dream I had, the two witnesses and plus prophesying about all this. Yeah, because it has to be done, you know, according to the real Bible, biblical, and according to the word of the Lord. So please pray for me. It is awesome. I'm in awe, and I hope you are too. This is cool. You guys are riding with me on all this. And all right, we're going to talk about this more and more as we go along. I try not to give too much information at one time, so it won't get bogged down by it. But pray for me that I'll be able to give this information clearly, correctly, and that we'll give information the right way. Please pray for me about that. Okay. All right, if you want to give tonight, you can do that. We would love for you to be a part of PGN. You're welcome to do that. We don't sell anything. We don't, you know, we don't, you can't buy anything from us. We give everything away, everything. And I tell everything that I can, when I can and as soon as I can, I tell it right here. And a lot of people know that, and a lot of people just do this privately and secretly. You know, like Herod met with them secretly. Yeah, we have people listening to us secretly. I owe you secret needs out there. We love you. But we do. We have, you know, a bunch of them now. And so it's exciting. They know I know. And I don't mind. I think it's exciting. hang on a minute. I'll be right back in a minute. All right, we are back, and let's get ready to take communion. We'll continue to talk about the Herod situation, because it's more than just about Christmas time. We're talking about Herod. We're talking about Herod and the revealing of the temple and the revealing of the Antichrist and the revealing of the birth of the Messiah, how that a lot of that has gotten off kilter over the years, and most people don't have a clue. Archaeological digs being done. All kinds of things. You know how it goes. All that stuff. So pray for all that. And if you want to give tonight, I don't know. I can't have it checked. Are people giving tonight? I can't really tell. If you want to give tonight, let me know, and I'll give you a link to send. If the link you've been trying to give on doesn't work, let me know, and I will get you the right link. Okay? And we'd be glad to... get that. All our information is free. We give our information away. Right. 2022 is about to be over with. And you're talking about the treasures, man. Hey, y'all watch this. A minute I said we're treasures. Terrence sends in his 222. And Angela Joy sent in $20.22. That was pretty timely. I mean, that literally just happened, as they'll tell you. Or I don't know, Angela. I don't know when Angela Joy sent her 2022, but I just found it. Thank you, Angela Joy, for that. I'm trying to keep up with all this stuff as we do the show. Thank you for your patience. Okay, give me a minute. Y'all are used to this. Some people aren't going, well, she's not, how come she's not talking? Busy. I'm putting offerings together and all that as people give them during the show. All right, so while I was talking about the 2022 treasures, literally I found Angela Joy's 2022 gift, and Terrence has showed up. His $222 offering just literally showed up on my phone, which I think is a sign, Terrence, if you haven't really listened to this. A sign. That's a sign. Because I was literally talking about it. Nobody knew I was talking about that. I mean, nobody knew I was going to talk about that very second. At that time, boom, my phone goes, boom. Terrence, 222.22. The treasures. Woo! Terrence, good timing. Oh, my gosh. See, that's just, God just has all these little ways of showing us we're in his timing. I mean, Terrence did not know. Nobody knows I was talking about that. I'm very spontaneous, as everybody knows. Right, so there you go. Isn't that cool? All right, so we're so thankful. All right, people do give, like I said, during the show. And I have to stop and kind of like go. And I love doing it, by the way. Thank you for that. All right. Y'all give me just a moment here as I get things going on. Hopefully I won't forget anything or anybody. All right, give me a minute here. I'm working on all this. Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody. This is amazing. We actually have a true Bethlehem story to tell you about. This is really cool. I love it. I don't know. It's never happened before. That's what I mean. It's never happened before. Give me just a moment. Putting this together. Okay, I think I'm getting it. All right, thank you. People ask me for my address for some reason, so I'm going to try to get that out too. Okay, Glenn is sharing something here. I just saw this, Glenn, sorry. Okay, Glenn, are you there? I'm going to try to answer your questions. These are good questions. Anytime somebody asks questions, I will try to answer them if I can. Are you listening, Glenn? Should you get this answer? All right, here's, sometimes Glenn's not reading his Bible very well. Most people don't. He says here, Randy, the issue is that the scripture says when it comes, and the scripture doesn't say this, it says it partially, but it doesn't really say this at all. Randy, the issue is that scripture says when it comes, the mark of the beast, that everyone will be forced to receive the mark. Not just some, according to the wording. So when you say there's going to be some that don't, it doesn't equal what the Bible says. You have to explain it in great detail how God told you differently. All right. Are you listening, Glenn? Probably fell asleep. You know, I'm going to answer this question. And it says, he says, everyone has received the mark. Okay, so the two witnesses are going to receive the mark. I guess the two witnesses are going to receive it, and the 144,000 are going to receive it, and the woman in the wilderness that's there during the Great Tribulation, she's going to receive it. I think you need to reread that, my friend. So you got groups of people in Revelation 7 that said there were so many of them that they couldn't even number them, of all tribes, tongues, and nations, that didn't take the mark. So I don't know. You need to read the Bible instead of quoting pre-tribulation prophecy people, brother, because you got at least three groups of people I can name right off the bat. In Revelation 12, the woman who's taken into the wilderness, that's when Satan is cast down. She's right in the middle of the Great Tribulation. She's fed and nurtured by God, doesn't have anything to do with the mark there. The 144,000, they don't have the mark. And it says a lot of people in the Bible that were killed by the diseases and stuff were killed because only the ones who had the mark got the plagues. But the ones who didn't have the mark didn't get the plagues. So maybe you should find more than one scripture before you start talking stuff when you don't know what you're talking about. All right, brother, I love you, man, but you need to read your Bible. You're not reading the Bible. You're not reading the Bible. You're reading a scripture, and you don't even read the whole thing. Okay, so I'm pretty blunt about some of this stuff, so. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, I I get angry. I have a righteous anger about this. Don't tell me not to get angry. Don't ever tell me not to get angry. There's an angry, I don't go for that stuff. Jesus had a righteous anger. When you got people telling people outright lies, and, I don't think they do it on purpose, and you got people who believe those lies, just like Glenn is a good example of that. He's been told lies by people, one scripture, and it's so simple. It just shows you that Glenn, and I love Glenn. Glenn's a great guy, but he's not reading the Bible. I mean, the Bible plainly says that there are people all over the place that don't have the mark. It says the plagues are killing people that have the mark, and the ones who don't have the mark, it's not touching them. So, that doesn't make any sense. Y'all know I do get upset, and I think it's a good upset. I love it. So keep that one. I'm going to speak rather bluntly about all this stuff. But that's just where I'm at with it. Yeah. So get ready for me to tell you bluntly what I think about some things. Some things I don't hold back at all on. So if you can't handle it, I guess either get used to it or tune in when I'm not talking about it. Yes. All right. I understand. It's tough. Okay. It's my job to be blunt and upfront, and I still love him. I mean, he's my brother, but just like many people, you got to read the Bible, man. You can't just be reading one little portion and say, this is the whole Bible. This is the whole Bible. This is it. All right, we better move on before I get stuck there and I want to stop everything and talk about it. Now, I'll even talk about it on the show, so I believe in being up. There's some things I'm very upfront about, especially when there's people being lied to about this, not on purpose, but they believe the lies, they talk about a lie, and they tell lies, unintended lies all the time about Scripture, and especially when it's so plain to see, when you just read it for yourself without some interpreter telling you, oh, that doesn't mean that, it means this, and just read it for yourself and see eventually that it's all plain to see. All right, so he's obviously not listening. He probably said that and he's snoring, probably fell asleep. All right, I think that's probably what's going on. Probably thank God he didn't respond. We would have been getting down with some. We would have been getting down with some. All right. Love you guys. Thank you so much for everything you do for PGN. I'm just trying to be myself. I'm me, and that's it. And if God changes me, then I change. And if he doesn't, then I remain the same. So just pray for me that I'll change, that God changes me. So, all right. We all need help. All right. Some areas I don't think I need help in, honestly. Some areas I know I need help in. All right, let's go here and see. You want to give tonight and you can't find the link that works, send me a holler. Text me at 214-505-8719, and let me know that you don't have the link. The link that you have is not working. We did have one that went bad on us, so we'd be glad to send it to you. 214-505-8719. And I will send you the link, and you can, if you want to give a dollar or $5 million, whatever, you can do it right there. So there you go. All right, we're going to pray our offerings tonight. We do that every Thursday. Oh, I don't have a communion. Let me grab a communion. Hang on a second here. All right, let's get your communion out. And if you have any unforgiveness toward pre-tribulation preacher, you might bring that to the table. You might bring that to the table. We'll deal with that. Right. All right. So we're going to go to scripture here, and thank you for getting your communion ready there. We're going to do it here in just a moment. So let's get ready for that. Okay. Oh, there we go. All right. 1 Corinthians 11. We're going to actually read the Bible here. Glenn, if you're listening, I'm rubbing it in. All right, 1 Corinthians 11, we'll go there and we'll take communion tonight. Please read your Bibles. You know, I'm trying to encourage people to read the Bible. We get taught a lot of stuff, but it's for some great people I respect and love that I do not agree with at all on some things, and I totally agree with them on a lot, right? But I'm just very upfront about the things I don't, and still have fellowship with them, still listen to them. So I'm not into, you know, rejecting them. I just reject stuff that's not in the Bible. That's what I do. All right. Okay, let's do this together. All right. If you want to take communion with us, we are well ready. So if you want to lift up the bread, we can do that together. If God allows you to take communion with us, we'll be glad to have you. All right. So we lift up the bread and 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, Paul the Apostle had a visit from the Lord, and he said he received from the Lord that which he also delivered to us, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." All right, let's lift it up and bless it, break it, and eat. Hallelujah. Eat your body. Thank you, Lord, for your precious, precious body, Lamb of God. We love you, Jesus, that we can know you, that we're born again. We all may believe in different things, but we know one person that we believe in, that's Jesus. So help us to become one. In other words, loving one another, even though we all believe different things, we can still love one another and fellowship with each other. Yeah, we thank you for that, for your body. Lift up the cup. All right. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's drink, friends. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wow, thank you, Lord, for your blood and for your body. Sweet Jesus, open our eyes, God. Show me, show Randy Chandler what he needs to know about the end times, about how to help people understand it, how to help people, you know, each one of us find out what our purpose is. Each one of us find out. My purpose is wrapped around the actual end times. And other people's purposes is too, but it's all a little bit different because it's so big. It's so such major events going on. They're going to go around the globe, and everybody has their part in it, God. Here in Texas, people will be here in Texas. I will be here in Texas. I also will be in Jerusalem and Israel at times, be going back and forth and be doing shows. We're actually talking right now about getting the business sites, to do that, so we make sure we connect with everybody when we do go to Israel and Jerusalem, to be there. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I know it sounds crazy, but to be there with the two witnesses, and that sounds way out there to me, but the way things are going on, I wouldn't be surprised. Literally, I would not be surprised within the next, I don't know. I don't even want to say, because I obviously didn't know it was going to be this quick. I mean, I knew it was going to be really quick, like maybe in a year or so, but now already developing. Woo! Wow. Thank you for your body. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that we partake of you. We get to know you. We love you. We thank you that you're going to show us the book of Revelation. We have Nicole who teaches on the book of Revelation here on PGN. And thank you, God, that we have more people who will come and have different understandings and revelations of the Word of God, and we'll share them and learn to partake and find our place in this end time season that we're in, that is just staggering, going to stagger the minds of religious people, and how the spirit of Herod, not only the spirit of God, the spirit of God is going to be the main thing, but the God is going to stir up the spirit of Herod. That's what's going to happen. You just better get used to it, friend. It's going to be, and we're going to be on top of it. We're going to be, we're going to know what's going on before it goes on. That's what the prophetic is all about. That's what this, that's what the prophet is all about, especially in the end times. The prophet is there to prophesy about it, to reveal it, to say, hey, don't go down that direction. You know, they're waiting for you down there, you know, like Elijah did the armies of Israel, the king of Israel. And they went around behind them and took out the enemy. That's prophesying over Israel. It's prophesying over Jerusalem. That's what prophets do. They tell you, hey, you know, I've seen the spirit. Don't go down that way. They're down there waiting for you. Go this other way. And, you know, so in other words, God directing the armies of Israel through the prophet. The prophet Elijah. I mean, it's, I could go on and on about this, how this is going to happen. It's literally going to happen, literally, physically, literal. What better word can I use to say it? I don't know, but I'll figure out something so people can really get a hold of what we're actually literally talking about. This is not just talk. It's actually happening. And so when it actually kicks in for reality for some people, it's going to stir up a lot of, what do I do now? What do I straighten out in my life? What thing am I believing that's wrong? You know, we're going to all be checking ourselves out. I'm checking myself out. That's why I take communion. We took communion. Help us check ourselves out, Jesus. Help us check our theology out. Help us check our understanding out. It's like with talking with Glenn. Glenn telling me that, and he quotes one scripture to me, and they one little scripture, and that's about the whole tribulation. And it has nothing to do with the whole tribulation. It has to do with those. You know, it's just ridiculous, totally ridiculous what we've been taught. And as you guys know, we've been talking about this for a while. Now you understand why I'm talking about it. I'm not just talking about it for doctrinal sake. I'm talking about it for literal sake of where we are. So you will know that you're not going to be forced to take the mark of the beast. You know, it's all over the Bible that there are people who didn't take the mark of the beast and don't, they won't take it and won't be taking it all over the place and don't get killed. Some of them will. All right? We're not going to leave anything out. We're going to tell you the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help us, God. And I mean that literally. To the communion tonight, right? Open my mind, Jesus. Let me see. Let me see what twisted sister, you know, what false doctrine, what, you know, what people have believed. Very sincere people, very good people, honest, God-fearing people have believed the wrong thing. And that's what makes it so deceiving when they teach it. Well, I know he was so pure and she was so innocent and she's so wonderful and she's so godly. And they taught that, so it's got to be right. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't have to be right. Doesn't mean they're bad people. Doesn't mean they're bad people at all. It means they're saved people. It means they love God people. But they're wrong about those things. All right. Okay, if you want to give tonight, once again, you send for that link at 214-505-8719, and I will send you the new link for that. If you haven't been able to give, there's a new link that we have made. We made a brand new one. So if you'd like to have it, we would love for you to have it. We'd love for you to be a part of it. And, yeah, okay. All right. We are here to pray for you and minister to you and bring the prophetic to you and the truth, of course, all in the same realm. All right. All right, thank you for sharing tonight. Thank you for giving. Thanks for helping. Thanks for being a part of everything that we're doing. And you can kind of tell where we're going with all this stuff and that what we've been talking about, what I've been telling you, where we're heading, where we're going, is literally happening now, to my surprise even, this fast. Wow. Even given the name of the Antichrist in September the 12th was shocking for me. And now I understand why, the timing. It's just, it's like when I gave that name, it unlocked stuff or whatever. I don't know how you would say that. Things got unlocked. seals are being broken. Yeah. There you go. All right. So much for the spirit of Herod tonight. We'll talk about that more in the future. Not as a Christmas thing, because Christmas is going to be this weekend, Sunday. So hope you guys are all ready for that. And Merry Christmas to everybody. And we will talk to you next Monday. I'm sure we're going to be here. So, unless I'm in Jerusalem meeting with the two witnesses. If I am, I have a show. We'll get them on the show. You can meet Elijah and whoever the other guy is. Yeah, I got Elijah right here. Y'all want to talk to Elijah? Yeah, he's not in the fire mode tonight, so I think we're all going to be fine. This fire only gets called down on evil people, right? People that have rejected Christ. That's who's the ones that are going to be getting diseases and dying of plagues, is the evil people, the people who have rejected Christ through and through. Only them. All right, let's pray for offerings tonight. Thank you for being, thanks for giving, thanks for being a part of it. We appreciate it very much. Thank you for, you know, praying for me, especially all this stuff I'm going through. It is such a privilege and such a, that I am like, you know, I'm totally blown away by the whole thing, and literally. I mean that literally. It's a blow you out of the water kind of a thing for me personally. So thank you for that. All right. Okay. Let's see. Make sure I've got everybody on there before I do this. All right, everybody, we're ready to pray our offerings. Thank you for giving, and we are going to pray over that. You guys are going to actually be part of the person who's going to be prophesying over Israel and Jerusalem about the temple and the real place of the birth of Christ, the real temple, all that. It's going to be a major issue in the days to come. And we're going to be right there prophesying about it, exposing the false places and revealing the true place, because I've already been there in a dream, right? Literally, with the two witnesses. And that's what they came there for, was the birth of Christ, which is the center of all things, even like where the temple was built, even where Christ was born. All that is about to be revealed, which is extremely important, because people, like in most cases, have like been led to all the wrong places because of the spirit of Herod. Is what Herod did. All right? Yeah, Herod, believe it or not, that rascal. He was a rascal. Andrea, $5. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you for being a part of this, Andrea, being a part of the end times. And I know you have a call into that, too. And we're so grateful to you for your love for God and sharing the gospel. And we just thank you, Jesus, for the provision you provide for her, that you open her up and loosen her to be active and sharp in her mind, in her heart, in her body. Her body will be sharp, will be active. Father, in Jesus' name, you watch over her, protect her, keep her, move her, and let her connect with people that will be literally connected to the end times, where we can warn people, bless people, help people. Make sure that things get done, you know, the right way. And from the true prophetic realm, we have a lot of not false prophets, but people that are falsely prophesying. you know, about certain things, falsely prophesying about certain things, that they're good people, godly people. And God's going to, this is what makes it even more deceiving. The deceiving thing is the people that are really good people that are giving false information. That is probably one of the most difficult things we will deal with in the near future, including all the way from the temple to where Jesus was born, truly born. And the reason that's important is because obviously if the two witnesses are showing up at that place to see where it was born, to see where he was born, it's important to the Bible and where things fit in, where things literally belong, and not where Herod had it going on, right, and distracted and that kind of thing. So thank you, Lord, that her being a part of that, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, Tanisha writes in her little offering here, we thank you for your love, Lord, in helping us to complete the work that he's doing through us here at PGN. You're welcome. Thank you, Tanisha. Thank you, and Terrence. I know Terrence gave tonight, also thanks for that. We'll pray with him later, but $5.60. Thank you, Tanisha, for that. And appreciate your love for God, too, and what you're doing, and you're part of it, how we're all part of this together. God has, we're pioneering something, actually, that, Tanisha, we're part of pioneering something here that's going to be truly mind-boggling. And when it, you know, so we have the 10% fighting the 9%, the 90%, basically. We have a 10% thing fighting the 90%. Ooh, I'm talking about the good people. It's always the inner battles, right, that mess with us. The 10% of Jews that really interested in the temple, interested in their Messiah. Of course, it means for us that the Messiah is going to come soon when their false Messiah comes. But the Gentiles that are very intently involved in this, the people that I'm now connected with, are very intently, very extremely involved. Literally, they had the one, this guy helped, who gave the Jews, the Red Heifers people, who are my friends, connected all that. And now they are, get the Red Heifer and take it to Israel for the temple. I mean, that's pretty amazing when you think about it. So how God has connected us, got us right in the middle of all this stuff. We're pioneering something. So we're going to get ready for a lot of great things, a lot of miracles, a lot of signs and wonders happening in different ways, not just physical healings, but prophetic miracles that I've seen a lot of them, especially in the financial arena, of giving information about the market. I've seen in the realm of creative miracle realm of the market, information being given prophetically by God given it, and cool, really amazing how we're all a part of that, and God has given us that, so we're all connected. Amen. Carmen, $5. Thank you, Carmen. Got a check in the mail from you, Carmen, today. I don't know if you know it or not, but I know your bank sends those out. Thank you for that $5, and we just bless you in Jesus' name. We thank you for your part of the true gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel that Paul said, if anybody preaches anything other than the gospel he preached, that can be accursed, which means that, you know, when any other gospel is preached, it means it's not the gospel of Christ. People are getting the wrong thing. When they get the wrong thing, then they have some wrong things mixed with the right things, and they end up being very open to the enemy. The enemy can come in and attack them. That's why truth is so important, and why the Holy Spirit reveals to us all truth. We thank you, Lord, for her being a part of that all truth thing, in Jesus' name, opening up to that and being a part of that and having a love for that God, in Jesus' name. Amen. For Daniel, $7.77. Thank you, Daniel, for that. Daniel and Carmen are connecting up, and a beautiful thing for them. We thank you, Lord, for them. We thank you, God, for Daniel, for his, you know, future, for his part of the future, God, that we are in together, and the people that you're gathering together for this, to bring the sickles for the harvest. We're going to sharpen our sickles to take in the harvest, not just one level of harvest, but every level of harvest: financial harvest, souls harvest, truth harvest, prophetic harvest. Amen. And the harvest of the temple, even all that. That's all going to be a harvest of information God's going to begin to pour out. And there is a raging battle over that. Most people are not even aware of it. And we are right now, as of now, as of a few days ago, right in the middle of that as prophets. And it's already been confirmed that I'm hearing from God about that, that God is speaking to me about that, and they, information I'm giving them, they're going like, whoa, wow. And it confirmed to them, right, things. So it's really cool, really, really cool to watch. All right, Daryl, $10. Thank you, Daryl. Daryl Paul, who is our good friend and one of our preacher teacher ladies here on Nicole on PGN. Thank you, Lord, for Daryl Paul, $10, and Nicole, $15.26. Well, I just put them together there. And thank you for that. God, we thank you for Daryl Paul's love for you, God, and love for wanting to be a part of something that's important, that is vital to the world and to the globe, that we are right in the middle of that, God, and that he is a part of that, Jesus, and he's been connected to it. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for blessing him, setting him up, God, where he can find his way to be able to help finance not only the gospel in whatever way he chooses to do that, but to also finance their future in Jesus' name together with Nicole. And Lord, we thank you for Nicole's, for her offering tonight. We thank you for blessing that in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that they will bear forth much fruit. You will open them up to the rivers of success, God, and being put in the forefront of this pioneering movement in Jesus' name of revealing the Christ through revelations and revealing the Christ through the prophetic realm. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, and the spirit of revelation of Christ Jesus, bringing forth Christ and how everything that's being set in order in Jerusalem and in Israel, how extremely important it is to have all that set in order and done properly. God, we are all part of that, and in Jesus' name. All right, Sally, UK, London. No, Barbara, $12. Sorry, I almost got Barbara. Barbara from Texas, our friend Barbara. Thank you, Barbara from Tech. Gave him the Cash App. If you want to give him the Cash App, the phone number that we give out, 214-505-8719 is the number you use on that. So you're going to give Cash App. You can do that. You can give on Zelle. We have several people give on Zelle. Zelle is like through banking, through the Wells Fargo. And the same thing, use the phone number, 214-505-8719. Right? And that's how you give on those two outlets, Cash App and Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. If you're not familiar with that, there you go. All right, you'll find out. So use the phone number, and that'll get you there, connected. All right, Barbara, $12. Thank you, Barbara from Texas. We thank you, Lord, for Barbara. God, we thank you for the appointments, having an appointment, setting up people with appointments with God, how to make an appointment with God, how to have appointments with God, and how to get those divine appointments. You know, like you can have an appointment for healing, you can be divinely appointed to have an appointment with God, teaching people how to make appointments with God in prayer, and for information from God in any fashion or form, divine appointments for that God. In Jesus' name, setting out that purpose for divine appointments in Jesus' name. Amen. To meet with God, to be with God, to hear from God, and to know what God is saying and doing. All right. All right. If you have later during the show, we're going to put it at the end of the show. I'm already going. I usually put it at the end of the show now these days. So if you can give, you know, before the show starts, it helps a little bit. But if you give during the show, we just put it toward the end, unless you give right in the area where we're at. So, all right, thank you for that. All right, Sally, UK, London. Thank you, Lord, for Sally, $18. Thank you, Sally. Thank you, Lord, for you making her aware of what's happening, what's going on. That God, you're going to find yourself being connected in different ways to, you know, being in Europe, being in that area in Europe and London, and find herself being able to collect and get information and see information, know information about what God is doing and bringing the reality of the gospel, the reality of the end times, what's happening, and you know, and being able to catch that information, be able to, you know, be a part of it, be able to see what God is doing, be able to connect the dots of how to connect the dots to information that we give here on the show, to what she's getting, and connecting her into that prophetic realm, God, of being drawn into that, that the word of the Lord and the things of God, and her love for the word, her love for doing what God says and what God wants, and the worshiper in her, God, being opened up to the worship of the Lamb of God, and opening up a revelation to her, Father, where she can see and know and connect the end times to Christ, connecting the end times and all the, even the negative things that go on, to Christ, and Christ has revealed them and showed them to us, and that he's warned us and revealed them to us. And it's our job to see it in the light of today's world. When John saw it, it was in the days of his world, which he didn't even know what he was seeing. Some of those things were not even invented yet that he saw, so he just explained them as he can. So now we will see that in the light of today's language, and she's going to be a part of that somehow in Jesus' name. All right. Amen. All right, Angela Joy, $20.22. Angela, you sent that information early when I was just happened to be talking about, I was just talking about the year 2022 and what a treasure year this has been for me personally, for PGN, and what has happened in the last, since September, last 5 months or so, actually a little bit longer than that. For me, the things I've been connected to, it's just been staggering the mind, literally. I mean, that literally. Yeah. And you're literally giving your offering in that moment that I saw that, at least. So I know it just proved to me, it's like Terrence at the same time was given 222.22, at the same very second as I'm talking about that. So that was confirmation to me, too. For that, we thank you, Lord, for showing Angela Joy that you made her for such a time as this, and that she's in the right place at the right time, God, that you are, you're going to give us a practical reality, a check on what, how to fit in the biblical things with what's actually going on in real life. Amen, in Jesus' name, and being able to connect true biblical things that go on in the Bible with true reality things going on now, that we can live the Bible for real time, right now time, and that we are called to be in this globe for such a time, because the timing of the offer, for such a time and the timing of this, literally. It's amazing. I've never said the word literally so much, I don't think, so it's pretty cool. That's really cool, girl. Thank you so much for your love for God, and I appreciate for what you do for PGN and serve here at PGN, like you and Nicole and Tanisha and Terrence and Carmen share, and others. Thank you, Lord, for all of them. In Jesus' name, really cool. Hallelujah. That'd be awesome. All right, give me just a moment here. I'm going to go somewhere just for a second. Okay, Sandra and Robert, $25. Thank you, Sandra and Robert. Thank you, Lord, that you you're making and shaping their minds and their hearts for, instead of things being so far off and so down the road, that we're going to see things happen, today, right now. And what that's doing for them, God, making them aware of their relationship with you, how important that is, how beautiful that it is, and how important it is that we know Jesus. Knowing Jesus, knowing him as Savior and Lord, it helps us understand the times that we're in. Because like we talk about the whole book of Revelation, it's about the end times and all the craziness and all the whole, church and the Antichrist and the two witnesses and Israel and 144,000, all that stuff, that as we get to know Jesus and we start seeing and being awakened to the time and the season that we're in, it helps us connect to the anointing of this hour, of this time. So we're going to connect, instead of to fear, we're going to connect to faith. We're going to connect to, oh, my God, God. Oh my God, God, you know. And thank you, Lord, that their awareness and their and purifying them. The Bible says when you meditate on the coming of Christ, and talk about scripture, that it purifies you in a way that nothing else does. Like when we start realizing, okay, something's really going on here. We don't know exactly what, but it's looking really big time, end time. So it helps us. It starts causing us to, okay, prepare for Him, and am I doing everything right? And you know, we start getting a reality check on our daily lives and what's going on, and we find out, well, I'm following God. You know, I might could tweak some things, but I'm following Him. So hallelujah, God, if I'm doing anything, you know, show me anything. Do you want me to do better or more of or less of? And I will do it. And I thank you, Lord, for their hearts for that. God, in Jesus' name, they prepared and ready and love God. And you're literally bringing them into an awareness of the times and the season we're in that's going to connect them to an anointing, an end time anointing, God. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, Regina, $40. Thank you, Regina, from California. Thank you, Lord, for Regina. Thank you, Lord, for, you know, Regina, I keep seeing this thing of, like, feeling alone, feeling like, you know, I mean, I can be around a bunch of people and have contact with a lot of people. Right now I'm in contact with a lot of people. I'm not used to having this much contact with people on a regular basis, but I'm having a blast. But you know, sometimes I feel alone in one sense, you know, and I'm surrounded by people that love me and care about me, you guys and you know, others too. But sometimes you feel like, you know, because when God starts, when we are chosen by God to connect to the real thing that's going on from God, you know, when Jesus was walking on the earth, He was truly connected to the real things of God. He had been prophesied of for hundreds of thousands of years, and you know, all of a sudden here he's here and he's the one, and people struggling with that, battling with that. You know, it's like He made him feel alone. He felt like. And the disciples felt alone many times because they were chosen to be with the one who, you know, was just, you know, unbelievable that He was actually in the earth. And so it makes you feel, in a sense, alone, but yet it brings you close to God. And that's what I see God really doing in that aloneness of feeling like we're chosen and set apart to be a part of that, you know, the things that people have a hard time believing is going on. It is actually going on. And we feel like we're connected to that. It makes us feel like we're separated out and kind of make you feel alone to a certain degree. But it's a God thing because it's there to connect you to His love, His affection, and connects us to Him in an intimate way, right? Because we're believing. We're believing your scripture. We're believing the word of God. We're believing the prophets. We're believing you, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Also, somebody gave... in the giving fund, somebody gave 44. I haven't checked to see because it takes a little bit to go through and find out who that is. Somebody gave the giving fund $44. If you know who that is, if it's one of you, let me know. $44 came in the giving fund today, but I don't have the name on it yet because it takes, you have to go through the process of going through the site to find out who it is, and I haven't done it yet. I'll do it tomorrow probably or the weekend. And thank you for that giving fund, 44, whoever that is. Thank you, Jesus, for that $44 offering, God, that you will bring to pass those things that and start opening up their minds to the scripture of things that they've wondered about, things that they wanted to know about but didn't know, and their curiosity for the word of God, for the curiosity for the things of God. God, that the Holy Spirit will begin to awaken their minds and shape their minds where they will begin to see the reality of the word of God for today, for right now. Like if Jesus was to, you know, it's like back in the day, when Christ shows up, you know, it's like we're like going, everybody's always talked about it, and now He's standing right in front of us like, okay, I either got to believe this or don't believe this. What do I do? It's like, because it's a real thing, and it's, you know, is it really true? Is somebody saying that? You know, what's going on? And so the reality checks, God, of Scripture and the things that you've always wanted to know about and be a part of. It felt like you'd be a part of it. You actually are a part of it. And God's going to show you that. It's going to give you gooseies, if you will. Yeah, to go, oh, wow, look at that. Like, I feel like I'm a part of what God is actually doing. It's going to make you feel a part of God in a new way. All right, Angela Lanham. Angela. Wait, that's not the right one. Angela. Okay. I do have one here from another Angela from South Carolina. Thank you, Angela. $50.55. Thank the Lord for that. Thank you for that anointing. She sent me some confirmation on some information I gave her on Wednesday. I prophesied over her, and she sent me a really cool information. Angela, with an L. And she said that some of the words I gave her, she had those things going on. And she was pleasantly surprised. Right? And me too. I'm pleasantly surprised too. Thank you, Angela, for sharing that. Really awesome. So much she said here, but yeah, about having conversations with God and hearing conversations. She said, Randy, that's really it. That's it. That's surprise. Thanks for that confirmation, Angela. And I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised. When I hear God say that about people, I'm just like, oh, man, that is so cool. I want to do that. Jesus, too. Can I, I always want to be a part of those words. And so thank God for you. Thank God for your heart, for the Lord, and the excitement God's connecting you to the thing that you dream about, and that is being used of God and knowing God in ways that are intimate and personal and powerful and being used by God. And your desire to be used by Him is going to be literally going to happen. It's going to come to pass. Yeah, it's coming to pass. It is coming to pass. Hallelujah. Let me see here. All right, Nikki and Charles, $70 and then $50. $70, $120. Thank you for the $120 in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I guess 70 and then 50. All right. Praying for Charles' knees. He's been working on putting the floor in somewhere. That's some hard work. I haven't done that in a while, but that is definitely some hard work. And hard on your knees. We thank you, Lord, for helping him, God, to help him, how to protect him, watch. As we get older, you got to protect yourself a little more. You got to watch over yourself. I'm sure he knows that. But we don't heal up quite as fast as we used to. Though, I've healed up over some major knee issues in the last couple of years. Took a little bit longer than usual, but they were pretty bad, and I healed completely up. And I thank you, Lord, for the same thing with him. Completely heal him, God. Completely show him the way and let his body be completely restored, God. And Jesus, let him be an example of health and blessing and prosperity in Jesus' name. Nikki, thank you, Lord, for Nikki, God, that her mouth and that prophetic voice and that spirit, that connection to the Holy Spirit, God, in Jesus' name, that she has will be released and made known, God, among your people in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. As the spirit of freedom is upon her in Jesus' name. And okay, $50 for Benjamin Franklin, the cancer. He's linked to something about cancer. I didn't get all that, but we thank you, Lord, for that. We curse that cancer at the root, show him how to. We had friends. I have people that I know that literally had major cancer, and overcame cancer by having carrot juice, making carrot juice. And literally, I know this sounds crazy. This, when I first got all this information, I'm like, no way. And we know personal experiences with people. I know personal experience with people that have literally conquered cancer. Everybody was shocked. And what did you do? Well, I was drinking carrot juice, 5 8-ounce glasses of carrot juice, fresh carrot juice every day. Literally, man. I mean, I know that sounds hard to believe, but it's God's stuff, man. So, and I check this stuff out, too. I check this stuff out. And, yeah, so my friends tell me stuff sometimes, I believe it at first, but then I go check it out. I check that out. It's amazing. Amazing. Bless him, God. Show him the way. Help heal him, God. Show him ways to heal. Get healed through Jesus and do the things for Jesus. Amen and amen for Benjamin. All right, Mike and Veronica, $100. Thank you, Mike and Veronica. Thank you, Lord, that for their calling, God, for their fervor, for their God has been, you've been in some pretty rough stuff, some pretty difficult situations, and God is, you've been built to be made tough. You have to be tender and tough. David was a major crazy warrior, amazing warrior, fought like a wild animal, and yet he was the most tender, sensitive, that tender, sensitive thing with Mike and Veronica, God, and that mighty warrior part of them, God, that works together, God, for these end times, God, to stand strong and endure the suffering of, you know, being beat up by the devil and knowing that, you know, we're eventually going to conquer him completely. He's going to be completely cast out and cast down. In Jesus' name, you're going to use him to do that, Father. In the name of Jesus, open that up, and God, and prosper them, bless them, God, in Jesus' name, so they can feel that the spirit of provision from the Father is upon them. And in Jesus' name, amen, that they can truly prosper and be in health, even as their soul prospers, literally, physically by the Bible, by the Word of God. $100. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for that. $100. We thank you, Jesus, for Chris. God, we thank you for my brother. God, I thank you for his connection, Father, to all this stuff that's going on, and that you are opening his eyes to, you know, how the system robs us. The system is made to rob people. In fact, that Chris, that whore in Revelation 18, where it talks about she rides that horse, that rides, she rides that bull. Yeah, she rides the bull. She's full of bull. Literally. They are full of deception and bull and manipulation in the market realm and all that. So God is going to, in one day, take them down because they've robbed people, especially in the market, from the manipulation of the market, especially day trading. Day trading can be the most manipulative, you know, thing that they do, that they rob people. Literally, and that's going to be exposed someday. And what it is, you know, God's going to bless people, but he's going to take them down, and it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be an amazing time of the people that they have robbed and stolen from and taken. But we're going to bust them. That's the thing. That's part of my mission, and part of the thing that we're doing is prophetically, as we're prophesying about the mission we have from God, like mission impossible, sort of. It's not impossible. It looks impossible in the natural realm because it's full of power, full of money, and all of a sudden one day they're going to crash, literally crash and burn, and we're going to be there to gather together the wealth of it for the kingdom of heaven, and you're part of the wealth gatherers, in Jesus' name, amen for that. All right, Andrika, $100, I think, for SW Auto Sales, 50 on that one, LLC, thank you, Lord, for blessing them, God, and let their season pick up, let their season increase and multiply, let them find the jewels, the diamonds in the rough, God, in Jesus' name, they will find those, connect with those, and, you know, be able to properly, you know, do what they do, in Jesus' name, and connect with people that will just go way out of the way to find Andrika, find ESW Auto Sales, in Jesus' name, to get that done, in Jesus' name, and also Tyreek, $10, thank you, Lord, for Tyreek, God, thank you for Tyreek, God, that you're going to be able to, you know, bless them so much. You're going to be able to fund what they need to bring them up in the higher echelons of life with God, and to the higher places with God. You're going to take Tyreek and Torrey, thanks for the $10, Torrey, bring them up into the higher echelons of God's stuff, in Jesus' name, in the business world, in the kingdom world, in Jesus' name, where they will be able to be, instead of being secondhand, they will be firsthand people. Instead of being the middle guy, they're going to be the guys, in Jesus' name, and their story of their life is going to be about how God connected them to, like he's doing with me, he's connecting me with the people that are the people instead of everybody in between, and I'm believing you for that, God, with their life, in Jesus' name. For Chris, God, we thank you for Chris, $15, and thank you, Lord, for that. And bless him, God, in Jesus' name, and let him walk in that area that we're talking about a bit, being strong, being like David, a mighty warrior, fighting like a bat out of you know where, and winning, and yet be tender and have a heart for God, just like David. I think our best example we can have of being businessmen and being, you know, like I do the business of God, and I'm pretty tough. I'm very tough, actually. Yeah, at the same time, I'm very tender, you know, and I love the intimacy with God. I love the poetic, you know, justice and the poetic wording of things, because that tender part of us, the older you get, the more tender you become. And I thank you, Lord, that you give him that great balance, in Jesus' name. And well, he'll be protected, and yet he'll be yielded and vulnerable to you, Jesus, like a real man, like David. Amen, in Jesus' name. We all want to be real men, not men of the world, men of God. Amen, in Jesus' name. And drink of $15, think of that, because you want to work less and make more. And God is faithful. Amen. Those are some great prayers, and I'm glad you put that on there, because I'm glad you listened to that. And that was we all know, a prayer God gave me many years ago, and started saying, pray this. Pray it. Keep praying it. Keep praying it. And believe God's going to happen. And that's happening. It's going to happen to you. It is happening to you. It's going to happen to you. We work less and make more and see the faithfulness of God. And she already says, and Vic is saying, God is faithful. Amen. Amen. And may her song be amen to the faithfulness of God, to the faithfulness of God, to the faithfulness of God. Yes, and amen. To the faithfulness of God, to the faithfulness of God, to the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah, to the faithfulness of God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Y'all, this is the first time I've spoken in tongues, I think, tonight. Is it? I think it is. Sometimes it just happens. Amazing, something going on there. Communicating with angels. And Greek is angels. ESW Auto angels. Christmas angels. Tariq angels. Tariq angels. Amen. Tongues. Yeah, unknown tongues. The secret place language. Amen. Wow, that's a new one for me. All right, Enrique, God bless, in Jesus' name, literally, work less, literally make more, literally have more time to enjoy the fruits. All right, Noel, God give you wisdom how to do that. All right, and Noel, using Noel, God, for wisdom, the wisdom of God, Father, the wisdom of God, showing you, Noel, how to combat the information of the world. Sometimes it's hard to know the difference between the information. When people understand things, when people know things, it's like, how do we separate out from what they know to what God knows? And I really don't know the answer to that one. I hate to say it, that's why I eventually just start going with what God shows me. And then everything else, just if I see something line up with it, I go, well, okay, that kind of lines up with that. But you know, it's seek first the kingdom of God. In other words, seeking first His information, how He wants to do things, how He wants to do business, how He wants to talk business, how He wants to prosper in business. And we do that. We never fail. We never fear. And we always have faith, because guess what? God is fellowshiping with us. God is just looking for people, Noel, and you've been chosen by God to be one of those who is used to think about the wealth laid up for the righteous. So God can do things and take care of the poor and the needy, and not just take care of them, but get them off their poor beds, get them to being able to make a living, and you know, find some way to make money. Like, whether instead of handing them fish all the time, teach them how to fish, that kind of thing. So I thank you, Lord, for opening it up, for the favor on that, in Jesus' name. Amen. And for the wisdom, the great wisdom. Noelle has a sense of wisdom about her that this God has opened up. And I thank you, Lord, for watering that, nurturing that, in Jesus' name, and that it be the voice of God, and that information, firsthand information from God, in Jesus' name, opening that up to her and blessing her with that, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. And connected to all this stuff. We're just excited. All right, Terrence. $223.22. Terrence, the only thing I can say tonight, bro, is that as soon as you gave that off, when that clicked up on my phone, I was sitting there talking about the year of treasures, 2022, literally, and he popped up, and that was just like God going, you know, look, Randy, Terrence is right on time, right in time for the end times, right on time, right in time for the end times. So therefore, brother, when this starts soaking in with me personally, that I've always known it, but it literally, when things start literally happening, it starts sinking in a little bit better, you know, and I start realizing that, you know, because of that, like Abraham, God told Abraham, Terrence, He said that I'm going to bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. When he first got that, he kind of went, oh, yeah, that's cool, man. Good information. He goes to Egypt and he protects himself. Why? Because he didn't believe it yet, quite yet, you know. He was going to, but it just didn't quite hit yet. So what happened? He walks out of Egypt, and even though he kind of compromised, he protected himself, told his wife to, you know, say, lying to you, you know, you're actually half the truth. Actually, you're my half sister. You're my sister. And they did that to protect himself. He said, they're going to try to kill me, you know. So God just told him, I'm going to protect you, right? But he didn't quite get it yet. God planted it in him, and then they go to Egypt, and then, and still, even though he still protected himself, God still protected him anyway, and showed him some amazing things. Even though when God calls us and we're part of the end times, when God calls us and we're in the time of timing of God, that he blesses us even when we don't always get it. There's a lot of things, bro. I haven't gotten, I mean, I'm just now really, you know, I mean, I've always known it. It's just when it starts actually literally happening, it's shocking. I think for Abraham, it was shocking to find out. Look what God did. I tried to protect myself. I didn't really believe he was going to protect me. You know, curse those who curse me and bless those. But I didn't really believe it, so I tried to protect myself. And yet God blessed me anyway. You know why? Because he knew he was going to have it. He was going to start out on the low part of that. And then little by little, he would watch God protect him. And then pretty soon, he's like so involved in it, going, oh, my God, this is amazing. This is amazing. This is amazing. And he started believing it to the point where at the end, he was able to give up his own son, like the father was giving up Jesus, right? Yeah, that was amazing faith journey that he went on. It all had to do with realizing that God is with me. And I'm actually in the timing of God, and God is going to protect me, and he's going to watch over me, and he's going to bless those who bless me and curse those who curse me. And he's not going to curse people who don't like us. He's not going to curse people who disagree with us. He's going to curse people who curse us, who come after us to curse us. Yeah. And so, really, really, really interesting about all that. Okay. Okay. Awesome. People asking for the giving link. Thank you for that. Angela Joy sends a little thumbs up. Thank you, Angela. Shannon sharing about correct doctrine is incredibly important. Yes, a lot of false teachers creeping into the church. A lot of people, a lot of false teachers, yeah, a lot of them don't even know they're falsely teaching. They really believe, they really love God. They just teach a lot of stuff that's just not God, and it distracts people. And there truly are sincere people that love Jesus, but they are messed, they have some messed up stuff. We have to call them out on it. Paul the Apostle did it. And the people who were being with Jesus, knew Jesus, and he still called them out on things. So we got to do that. Shannon says, Terrence gave him a word once. He said, right on time. Shannon says that Terrence gave him a word, said it once, right on time. And that's kind of the word I'm giving Terrence tonight. Like, you know, being on time means, yeah, God's going to speak to us. He's going to say, like Abraham, being right on time means, he said, leave your mother and father, go to the place I'll show you. So he left. Well, he was on time. The whole time he was in God's timing, right? And when he went to Egypt, he was in God's timing. And because he was, God protected him. God kept protecting him, even though he didn't quite get it at first. He finally got it. And, boy, God just, you know, blessed his socks off in spite of himself. All right, Jeannie, $250. Thank you, Jeannie, for that. We just bless you tonight. Jeannie sent some things in saying that people came out to – they got their new house coming in, and they sold their trailer house they've been living in. Said they didn't have to try to get it out there. Somebody just blew and just God sent them to her doorstep. Isn't that amazing? God's really blessing her. Their new house is being delivered next Tuesday. Then this morning, a friend called that knew we were going to sell the trailer. That's a friend's looking for one, and they came out in the afternoon, showed up, walked through it 5 minutes and said they wanted it. That's Jeannie in a bottle. No, not Jeannie in a bottle. Jeannie from Texas. I'm messing with her. She knows. All right, Jeannie, not in the bottle, but from Texas. Yeah, you rub Jeannie, and out comes the word of the Lord, right? Yeah, you rub Jeannie, and connections and blessings, literally. I mean, the girl's like, my gosh, it's amazing. So thank you, Lord, for that, for Jeannie, and bless her, God, and thank you, Lord, for the strength you've given her to be strong when you should be strong, to be vulnerable when you should be vulnerable, to worship her. Like David, may that Davidic worship anointing that's upon her, God, come out and be manifest. And she's saying, like never in her life, the worship of God, the connection of God, that create an atmosphere of open heaven in that property, in that area, God, so that, that God will have a place to come meet with angels and talk with angels and do things and just do things on that property. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, Donald and Tanya, $252. If you cash that, thank you, Donald and Tanya. Florida, thank you, Lord, for that. We just bless them, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for their part of this. Sometimes Donald would text me and say, man, any of those words you give me, it's like that's from another world or something. He's going to be like, I don't understand it. I said, yeah, neither do I, bro, but it's going to happen. And so now he's telling me, oh, wow, this stuff is really cool, what's going on. And so, you know, God is bringing Donald and Tanya into that place. That he's showing them that he's with them. It's not that Randy or PGN or their mama and daddy or their friends or their work, you know, whatever, that God is with them. And God is working things out and God is doing that thing and it's God. So sometimes God takes us to that thing where he shows us, I'm with you. This is not about the church. It's not about your friends. It's not Moses had a hard time believing that he could do it, him and God could do it together. No, I can't do this. I can't do it. And God's okay, man. He gets mad at Moses. Okay, man. You want to use some? So we got Aaron involved. So sometimes the less people involved in a person who gets something from God, gets a direction from God, then you don't need anybody else. It's just you and God. And then when God gives you information, then people see it. People go, wow. People become a part of it. Then people get involved in it. But you got one person that's hearing from God with it. So sometimes that's what God does. He separates us out. He starts showing us that I'm with you and for you. You know, and when you start seeing that, you know, it builds your faith up in that stand alone, then I know that God is with me. And that's the thing I've seen God doing with Donald and Tanya in a very powerful way. Thank you, Lord, for her faith. Thank you for Tanya's faith, God. Thank you for her belief system. Thank you for raising her up and causing her to her curiosity for you, God, to draw her right into. Some people say curiosity kills the cat. I say in Tanya's case, curiosity brings the glory in Jesus' name. Brings the glory in. Curiosity draws the glory in. Draw the glory into her, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let it be done in Jesus' name. It's going to be done. 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 It is done. Hallelujah. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Why do not I fear no evil? Because thou art with me. Because thou art with me. Because thou is thee. Thou is he. Thou is thy. Thou is him. Thou is God. Thou art with me. Therefore, I fear no evil of any kind ever again. In the name of Jesus, you're going to use Tanya to cause the devil to bow down. I don't fear no evil. No, I don't fear nothing. I don't fear no evil. I only reverence God and fear God and respect God. God, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. For letting that be their life and Tanya's life and Donald's life, God, that you're growing them together, God. Where once puts 1,000, two puts 10,000. That unity, God, in Jesus' name, producing great wealth and great blessing of information and all that in Jesus' name. Be prosper and be in health. Even as your soul prospers, and the soul prospers because of the revelation of Christ Jesus, the revelation of Christ Jesus, period, an amazing period. It's an amazing period of time. Wow. All right, LaShawn, $10. Thank you, LaShawn. Thank you, Lord. LaShawn does, I think she's still doing Fridays. I'm not sure. I think she is. Yeah, I've been busy, I think, doing things, but she's done Friday special for a while, and when she can. And so we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Jesus, for her part of all this, God, that as she connects in and finds her place in the prophetic realm with PGN, she's able to find her place and connect in and know that that we are pioneering. We are a pioneering movement. We could call it pioneering PGN, pioneering, Grace Network. Or something. I don't know, because we're pioneering something. We're pioneering as a group. We're pioneering as a unit. And so those who are connected to that are going to be a big part of it. We're going to find ourselves being like the 12 disciples, part of Jesus stuff, following Jesus, following the Lord himself, and being the new group, the ones who go, oh, we're going to write about Peter, James, and John. Yeah. Yeah, the new group. It's a group thing. It's a part of a thing. We're not individuals doing our own thing. We're individuals doing the thing of God through PGN and by PGN. Find our place. When you find your place, when we all find our place, then we know that we're in that grace. When we find our place, we're in the grace. Oh, yeah. When we find our place, we're in the grace. Pioneering Prophetic Grace Network. Yeah. It's a stamp of approval from God Almighty. It's amazing. The stamp of approval from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And we're going to find out pretty soon. So it'll be awesome. All right, Sharon, God bless. And touch her, God. Minister to her. Fill her up. Give her, fill her with your word. Fill her with your information, God. In Jesus' name, so she can give that out to those who need it. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. Believe it or not, that's it. And it's only 11:30. So thank you for getting. Let me check and see if anybody else has given. All right, been really great tonight. We talked about Herod tonight. We talked about some of the new things going on. Did you give yours? It wasn't in there earlier. I didn't know. Let me check it again. Yeah, thank you for reminding me. I haven't checked it in the last few minutes. People that give way late in the show sometimes think don't show up right on time. Okay, there it is. Well, it did show up. I'm at that. All right. Okay, 20. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Health, vitality, and redeemed time. All right. Yes, exactly, in connection. Amen. Lord, we thank you for Shannon tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for the way you connect him, God, connect him to the people and to the things that he needs, not just people, but to the things he needs, Sometimes we get connected, connecting to the people and to the things that he needs. They're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things get added to us. And I thank you, Lord, that you're adding those things to him, God, where he can walk in those things and have those things that are needed and the people that are needed and the connections that are needed. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And a new anointing on him, God, that he an anointing of knowing, where he will know and stand firm in and know the things of God, from God showing him those things. Amen? That God will show you. The thing is that my sheep know my voice, not just the shepherds, but my sheep, right? So that's a really big thing with God. He loves sharing things with everybody. Some people get special information, but he talks to everyone about, you know, whatever he wants to talk to them about. He wants to give you secret information, he'll give it to you. Learn how to do it, learn how to walk in it, you'll be blessed by it. He'll give more. I've messed up on that before, and he's held back. And then when I got it right, he started pointing it out again on me. So it's you have to be very careful and very careful with God's stuff. And most people don't really realize how careful you have to be with that, because I've definitely made mistakes. Got the word right, but misinterpreted it. Yeah, so we have to treat his word correctly if we're going to really be blessed and be trusted with it. And it takes learning. We have to learn. I'm learning. I've learned. I'm still learning. Yeah. All right. Thank you. I think that's it for tonight. think I'm going to call it a night here. Just a minute. Hang on just a minute. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. Wow. All right. I think that's it for tonight. Thank you so much, everybody, for your love for what we do. And we got you covered. Thank you for letting me know. All right. I think we communicated with everybody. Awesome. Okay, wait a minute. Oh, we got Faye. Infinity Charity. Okay. Faye, I didn't see that. Thank you. Hang on a second. Thank you, Faye. Hang on a second. We're going to pray over you. Okay. $67. That hasn't come through yet. Sometimes those, the PayPal fund through for a few days. Thank you. I just saw that. I'm glad I looked on there. Those texts don't show up always, or emails. Thank you, Faye. How are you doing? My gosh, are you on the show? You need to call in. We don't talk to people on Thursdays much, but I got you. Thank you for that. Wow. Yes. Thank you. This is great. Yeah, the charity thing, when you give through that charity part of PayPal, it doesn't show up for a couple of days sometimes. So thank you for texting me about that or emailing me. Thank you. Hallelujah. Wow. Well, that's so cool. Let me go here and make sure I've gotten everybody here. Oh, and then Jeff gave $100. I just saw that. Thank you, Jeffrey. God bless you, Jeff. Wow, I'm almost missing people tonight. Thank God for Faye getting a hold of me on my email. I did not see that. All right, and then Jeff, $100. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff and Uke, friends who don't spook. All right, thanks for that. Let's play for Faye. Faye, my gosh, I can't believe I'm hearing from you. I missed you. I haven't heard from you in a long time. You need to call in and say hello. Give me some of that stuff. Your stuff. I like your stuff. You know, love your stuff. All right, $67. Thank you, Faye, for that. God bless you, Faye. I just feel like I really love pouring out of me right now. My spirit man is just like going, I love this girl. And thank you, Faye, for your love for what we do. And for God, I just thank you, Lord, for exercising the spirit of dominion over her. Spirit of dominion. And showing her about the dominion realm, where we take dominion. We create an atmosphere of heaven through worshiping God, through honoring God, through prophesying, through believing Him, through yielding to Him, and then we take back what belongs to Him. And I thank you, Lord, for her using her to take it back. Like Jesus took the whip on His back to take back what belongs to God. Yeah, and to cover our backs. There's something about the back. I don't know what the thing the back is. I keep seeing the back. the back of Jesus being whipped and get, taking things back and covering our backs. That's why his back was whipped and beaten. Whoo! Well, I've never seen that before. Chica, hasha, humejo, happy, preque, 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 preque. Yeah, and do it quickly, God, in Jesus' name. Touch her, God. Move upon her, Jesus. Anoint her with the Holy Ghost, God, for taking back, taking back, taking back everything in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Storm the gates of heaven. Storm the gates of hell and take back what belongs to God. You called her to do that, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To get people in, caught up in the heavenly so they can see what's in the heavens. They're going, oh, my gosh, there's so much in heaven that I haven't gotten that belongs to me. I'm going to go after it. I didn't know. I was blinded to that. Now my eyes are open. Now I see. Now I'm going to go after what God says is mine. Woo, Jerry, I just seen this stuff, Faye, in the spirit. I just went there. I went there just now in the spirit. That was amazing. Okinawa, Mocheco, Pa, Papa, Epete, 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 Epete. Amen. No more delays. No more delays. Epete, Epete, Epete. Woo! Jesus. Wow, Faye. Thank you for texting. Yeah, no, it didn't. It doesn't show up. Sometimes those, like somebody gave through the giving fund, and that doesn't show up automatically either. It takes a few days for it to show up. But I just happened to get the information on that. So thank God for that. Wow. I mean, you gave me that, so you told me that. I'll check it out. Thank you so much. And for Jeff and Yuki, $100, thank you for Jeff and Yuki. God, I know Yuki has been, I think Yuki is, from what I understand, she's gone to, back to Thailand to do some things there. God, you're connecting them there. You're opening them up there. God, you're connecting them. You're going to connect them globally. God's going to connect you guys, you know, Jeff, through some of my friends, some that will be some of your friends eventually as we go along here. It just kicks in. The people that I'm now connected to that through Brian and through, you know, that as a prophet, he connects me to them because he knows that I prophesy to them. But, and see, he didn't even realize that. That's why you never know who you're prophesying to, man. You never know who you're prophesying to. I prophesied to Brian many years ago at the church I went to where I was the house prophet for, you know, a few years. He was there. He was there. He was part of all that. And I prophesied to him, you know, many times, and his family, and prayed over him, and just, you know, and didn't have a clue that in the future that we were connected like this. And so all those connections, you know, these are major roles being played in the kingdom of God. And I thank you, God, that Jeff and you are part of that, God, that you're going to use all this. We're just going to look back and go, man, I don't know. Look at that. Look how that connected this, and that connected that, and that connected this, and that connected that. Oh, my God. Wow. So, Lord, for their connections from Thailand to New York to California to Germany to Russia, God, to Italy, to Spain, all these different places, God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Open it up, God, for them. Open it up for them. Open it up for them. Open it up for them in Jesus' name. Kisha okamahe. Bisho okoshita mahe. Me'emahe ma'ama okamahe. Ma'ama okamahe. And especially to Israel and the things that are going there. And, all right, I wasn't even ready for this one, man. I mean, I'm ready. I wasn't ready for all this. Like, I mean, I am ready, but, you know, in the natural realm, I'm going like, I'm not ready for this. All of a sudden, you know, all this stuff going on. But I found that I am ready, of course. Of course I am. I should go and travel and go out and talk to people and speak to people all the time. And so that kind of took a different turn a while back. And so now it seems like it's back upon me a little bit. So, amen, we're all connected to this thing together. We're going to connect to the globe and bring the globe to Jesus. Signs, wonders, and miracles, and food, and supplies. And we're going to be part of, you know, literally globally taking care of those so they won't take the mark of the beast. Amen. All right, bless them, Jesus. And let those connections happen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, y'all. another great week, another wild week for me. I'm just like, I can imagine what you guys are going through. I'm doing all the talking. I'm telling you what I'm going through, but we're all in this together. That's what's so shocking about all of it is how God has connected us, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Come so believable. Unbelievable. Has come so believable. There you go. Hey, Cheryl, as I'm singing that song, your Cash App thing came in $100. I thought that was listen to this girl. This is amazing because I'm singing this song, right? And your app gift you just gave, $100, just showed up on my phone. And I'm singing the song, Unbelievable has become so believable. Unbelievable has become so believable. Why? Because it's happening in front of our eyes that we can't deny it anymore. Horrible thing in there. Oh, undeniable. It makes you want to be a cryable. Cry, baby. Like, you know, cry. I'm crying, baby. I'm crying. Help me. I'm crying. I'm crying all the time. Because it's so believable. What was so unbelievable? I knew it would eventually be believable, but didn't know when exactly. Believable again. Oh, unbelievable. I mean, literally, yeah, I just singing that song out of the blue. It just started rising up out of my spirit. I've never sang that before. I don't know what. Unbelievable has now become so believable. And then, ka-chung, here comes Cheryl's $100. I don't even know you're going to give tonight. Sometimes you give every other week or so, every 2 or 3 weeks or whatever. I didn't know that, but that's amazing. Thank you. So I think that's your prophetic word. Unbelievable. You know, I'm always saying, I talk to these guys, you know, and they're talking to what Brian says. This, he's a prophet, you know, but they find out how regular I am, right? And we'll be talking stuff, and I go, man, that's just unbelievable. And they're going like, you don't believe it? I said, no. I mean, it just seems unbelievable. But yet it's happened in front of our eyes, so how can you not? You know, it's like, I've always believed, but I had that part of me that my spirit man knows, but my soul goes, little old me. It's unbelievable for little old me, but now it's coming, believable for me. You know, it's always believable for somebody else, right? It's always believable for everyone else. Well, sure they can because they're so awesome. They got so much stuff going on. I ain't got nothing going on over here. I'm like nobody. I'm like, you know, yeah. It's like, yeah, it just seems like, you know, Gideon, and when the angel came to him and said, hey, great man of God, great one, you know, what, great woman of God, like, what? Is it, you mean me? No, you don't understand. I'm the smallest in my family. We have a small family. We're not big. We're not important. He said, yeah, you. Unbelievable. Come so believable. We're believable in it all the time. It's like drinking Holy Ghost wine. It's we're getting opened up by the love of God to believe like never before. Oh, unbelievable has come so believable. The least of the least. Yeah, exactly. I mean, literally. With me, I know. I mean, and we all, none of us know each other like we know ourselves. And I know that's me for sure. I know it's me for sure. I mean, and I'm not making up. I'm not trying to be humble, and I'm not making up nothing. I mean, that's literally, if you just knew, you know, how regular I am as far as now. Born again, my love for God's not regular, but I'm a regular, very, on the regular side, I'm very regular. No doubt about it. As far as intellect and all that, I'm like about as unregular even as you can get. And yet God, you know, he makes you look like you're smart. He makes you look like you got it going on. When you know you don't, It's like, wow. God, you chose the right person. If you're looking for someone to look the full part, but you're making you look good. It makes God look good, you know, because as long as we keep giving him the glory. Unbelievable has become so believable. Now that it's right in front of me right now, I can hardly handle it. It's so unbelievable, but it's so believable because it's happening in front of me. In front of you too, all of us, we're seeing it happen. The things we've been talking about. Something like that. If I was a singer, man, I would sing that. If I would. So there you go. As I was singing that song, you sent that offering in. That was pretty cool. I mean, I was just started singing it, and all of a sudden, ka-ching, least of the least. Yep, you got that exactly right. I mean, literally, no false humility. I mean, it really is true. Literally. Literally. I get where I say the word literally a lot. Like, you know, I mean literally. They're like, what? You mean literally? Yeah. I mean, literally. Actually happening, literal. Unbelievable. God is just so awesome, man. It's just so, you know, how could we ever, it's like, when you look in the Bible, you see, the stuff is so big. You're thinking big with somebody little, like little David taking on big Goliath, you know, but he knew that his gift and his calling with God, worshiping God, and that little stone he had, and the little him, he knew that little stone was powerful, man. He knew that little stone could go right in between the armor and whack-a-mo. He whack-a-mo'd him. Yes, he did. He whack-a-mo'd him right between the eyes. The spirit of David, the spirit of worship, the worshipers of God, the tabernacle of David shall be revealed in the last time. Yeah, and I think that tabernacle of David is going to be people who just going to sing and worship God and just love to sing and worship God and connect to that spirit of David, and that's called to be called tabernacling with David. Yeah, tabernacling with David. Go out and take down the enemies, cut their heads off. The thing about David is he was smart. He knew that if he didn't cut the head off, it wasn't going to do much good. So he can whack them, but sometimes they can, you know, get up and be healed. You got to cut their heads off. And that's a part of David that God loved, is that he just didn't whack them. He cut their heads off. Make sure they didn't come back alive and come back and try to attack again. He nailed things. He went to the root. He was like a wolf. He, you know, Benjaminites are wolves. The Bible talks about they were good wolves. And wolves mean they went for the jugular. David went for the jugular, even though he's not, from Judah, not Benjamin, but he did that. It's amazing. Unbelievable. It's so believable. I told someone else that I would be teaching the tribes of Israel. Really? Wow. That's awesome. Well, I'm not going to be teaching anybody, but I'm going to be prophesying. I'm already doing that, actually, right now. I'm already doing it right now, so that's cool, man. Wow. I believe, I don't know. We're all connected to this. Somehow or another, it's all going to, I mean, I can't wait to get Elijah on the phone. Elijah on the phone, man, that's what's going to be cool. And that just sounds about as far out as you can get, but and the way things are going right now, I'm more like, yeah. Let it be, Jesus, unto me according to thy word. Yeah, let it be done unto me. Dear Jesus. Y'all, some of the words y'all got me thought were crazy. Well, it's crazy time. It is crazy time. It's like unbelievable. The unbelievable. Though we believe it, we believe it in our spirit, man, but it's like in reality, we're going like, yeah, you know, they're not looking like it. Unbelievable has now become all believable. It's all happening in front of our eyes. Now, I just don't know what's going to happen next, y'all. That's what's getting me. I was like, what's going to happen next? You know, what is going to happen next? Since I've been talking about the Herod spirit, enter into a little bit of warfare with that one. I got to tell you. I got into a little bit of warfare with that one. Woo! Boy, did he ever, like, you know, they don't like it. They don't like me prophesying. They don't like me telling them who the Antichrist is either. The devil don't like that at all. But he got somebody who don't care. You know, like me, I don't care what they think. And the reason I don't care what they think is because I know I'm protected by God. God told me he would curse those who curse me and bless those who bless me. And when people that really try to curse you or try to take you out, he just takes care of it. I mean, you know, not about disagreeing or not liking me. It's about cursing me. You know, it means, in other words, cursing means trying to stop you from doing God's will. You know, God's not going to allow that. Yeah, not going to allow it. So we're going to see a lot of that. We're going to see a lot of that. Because you're going to have the spirit of Herod. That's one reason we're talking about the spirit of Herod, because that's what that's about, that very thing. And you're going to see it. I'm going to talk more about it in the future here. Details about, from the religious point of view, being Herod being a Jew, and then I'm going to bring it into Herod, the spirit of Herod coming from Christians, spirit-filled Christians, tell you about all this. It's going to make the hair stand up on your head. You know, you have to comb your hair for about a week. You're not going to be able to comb your hair for about a week because your hair is going to be standing up. Why's your hair stand up, honey? Hi, Randy, you know, he's got that hair standing stuff kind of going on. Yeah, he's getting into that hair standing up stuff. I don't know what his problem is. We should stop that. Oh, no, we don't want him to stop it. Messes up our hair, though. Now I'm getting loaded. Now I'm getting loaded, y'all. Seriously. I'm getting loaded. Y'all are loaded. Y'all help. Y'all, I'm going to blame y'all for this, getting loaded. Wow, I'm getting loaded. I love loaded, but it's not quite as easy to function, though. It's a lot more fun. It's fun to function. Yeah, it is. All right, y'all. As far as I can tell, that's it. Y'all just messing up my night the way I love it. Giving right at the end. Provision for the temple, provision for Israel, going to Israel, me going to Israel. You know, I hope I get transported, but if I don't, I guess I'm taken. Be flying or something. I don't really care. I don't have an opinion about any of it. I fly third class, fourth class, first class, or my own jet. You know, I don't care about any of it. No, it doesn't matter to me. It's just, you know, God's going to get it done, and somehow he's going to get it done. And that's all I know. And, you know, it's his burden, my mind. So it's going to be done. It'll be cool. We'll be having blog talk. We'll be going right along with us. Y'all, I need to know y'all are with me. I mean, I'm going to need that. Most people are not with me. You know, y'all are more with me. You don't believe everything I say, but you're basically with me. You know, you've proven that. So that's a big thing to me. So I need you. I need you to be my friends. And let me get, all right. I love you guys. I think that's it for me. As far as I can tell, let me double check and make sure I haven't missed anything. Should be good tonight. Unbelievable. It's coming. All right. Awesome. Very, very cool. I love this stuff. Okay. All right. I'm going to call it a night tonight. Thank you, guys. Let me check to make sure I've gotten everybody and everything. Thank you for everything. Awesome. All right, coming tonight. God bless. We love you. Talk to you soon. See you Monday. We're going to be talking about, as God guides me, we're going to be talking about the spirit of Herod, what it really means, how it's going to affect things God's shown me, stuff that we'll just enjoy, hopefully enjoy learning about it and being a part of it. He shows it to us. All right, call it a night. Thank you. We love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.